my fucking minimum wage and go home and fucking smoke some Prozac.
Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest. A process which had once favored the noblest traits of man now began to favor different traits.
Fuck the floating car. We want the shit sperm car. Everybody's got shit. Everybody's got sperm. Where's the problem?
Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down.
I have to jerk off and do it repeatedly. No time for emails and whatnot.
How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species. Lunatic Radio.
You know, my buddy said to me last night, he listened to last week's show, and he said he literally lost some brain cells listening to it.
Do you understand we're on the radio?
I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
I like your show, LOL.
Yeah, I just ran across your show, and I loved what I saw.
Hello? Idiocracy starts here with lunaticradio.com.
Well, not talking into microphones. At least to death.
All right.
Trying to get people interested in this radio show, lunaticradio.com. 7 years going, and people still don't know what the website is.
Fuck. Fucking dope.
Flying fuck face fucks. Fuck.
Fuck yourself.
Oh, look at you. You're participating.
I like it. I like it. It's a pretty good show.
I love this show.
Overmodulation. Dead air.
This is why I love doing radio, because we can just joke about all this crap. And all you have to do is make people laugh, and you're cool. Welcome to the show. LunaticRadio.com show. Show. It's Sunday. That means we're live on the air. You broadcast channel 200. My name is Kieran, and I do the show with Rocket.
You do?
And comedian Josh Gogan.
That'd be me.
Yes. We
have
are
some.
All here broadcasting live from New York. I have a lot of fun things in store for the radio program.
Don't.
What we do on this show, you don't get the wacky hijinks like you get on other radio shows. Like the pre-planned bits and the wacky production and all that,
and 18 interns
stuff. Yeah, we don't have 18 interns. We don't have money. We don't have talent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Audience.
We have some computers
and
a mixer. And
try to make you laugh. Forget about your Sunday afternoon and your wife nagging you to take out the fucking garbage and rake the lawn. Fuck that shit.
When was the last time you raked a lawn?
Probably it was like 15.
Just curious.
Fuck that. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline is another thing we love.
Yes.
206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody hit it up. That's when everybody goes out, gets hammered, and calls us.
And visit our website, which is what, Kieran?
GoFuckYourself.com.
Nice.
I don't think that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's Lunatic Radio? You know, I like to do this once in a while, Kieran. I think now we're due for one, because sometimes, you know, people will find our show on iTunes randomly and just pop it on. And really briefly, how would you describe this radio program?
Clusterfucked of audio madness.
And Vin Diesel.
Clusterfuck of audio madness.
Okay. All right.
It's lazy, funny radio.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Lazy funny
radio. That's us, everybody. So hello to the new iTunes listener.
Yes.
And you broadcast person who found you broadcast, I don't know, somewhere.
Well, the iTunes listener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Word up, everybody. A lot to do on the radio program today. Joshy Jingles.
As always.
What? We're going with that again?
Is in the house.
Joshy Jingles original.
Joshy Jingles and myself are sporting dueling coffee cups.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Now, we can explain this somehow. Written on Josh's coffee cup that he purchased at 7-Eleven this morning. 7-Eleven, yes. The fine convenience store, says the word McCain. McCain, it says on his. Now, on my coffee cup, it says the word Obama.
That's right.
Joshy Jingles and I went to 7-Eleven this morning to get a cup of Joe to start the Sunday off hot and bothered.
What?
Oh, wait, wait. Yeah, after spending the night.
Slow down. Let's ease up there.
Yeah, calm down.
Yeah, no, we wanted to get our caffeine addiction going. I'm sorry, I was going off into a sexual fantasy thing.
Right.
Caffeine, you got to get it in you. Sunday morning, you're kind of groggy, whatever. Go to 7-Eleven, Josh and I, and apparently 7-Eleven is into the political scene. They are all about politics and coffee.
Which is exactly what you want.
Absolutely.
I mean, you wake up, you just want a cup of coffee, and you think, how can I just alienate half the people I run into? I know I'll have a cup that has the candidate I support on it.
Yeah. And Josh picked up the McCain cup, and I said, fuck yourself, I'm taking Obama cup because Obama's better.
Yeah.
And there Josh and I are at the coffee counter talking about fucking politics.
Yeah.
We're getting coffee, and we're talking about politics. Fuck yourself, 7-Eleven.
See, now, I was kind of pissed because they didn't have
I'm pissed. I don't want to be berated with politics when I'm getting my fucking cup of coffee. I don't need my coffee cup to say fucking Obama on it.
Right.
Yet I picked it up.
See,
a little hypocritical here.
I would have wanted one that either said Ron Paul or Bob Barr, but they didn't have them. So I'm going with McCain cup.
Bob Barker you wanted on?
Bob Barr.
Who's that?
Libertarian candidate.
Libertarian schmibitarian. Wow, careful there. Is that what you are, a
actually,
libertarian?
Yeah, but you know what? It basically, schmibitarian is pretty accurate description.
Ken, what's the matter?
We don't get enough respect.
Yeah. I'm hearing hissing in my headphones, Rock. That's why
I don't hear
distracted.
A thing. I'm the last one on the system here.
What?
In the line. There's nothing there.
Yeah, I'm going crazy.
What are you? Nothing.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't understand why 7-Eleven, the local coffee joint here on Long Island, needs to have get into politics.
Well, last weekend, Rock and I went to Baskin-Robbins Dunkin' Donuts.
That's
and
right.
The Baskin-Robbins had political flavors of ice cream.
An Obama cake?
No, it was the ice cream flavors.
Yeah, it was like they referenced political terms and what have yous. You know,
did it need to do that?
Yeah, I don't understand that. But at least that it's not as extreme as an Obama and McCain cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were still...
I'm walking out of the fucking coffee joint showing my fucking loyalties to Obama because I have an Obama cup. Maybe, I don't know. It's just fucked up.
Yeah. I have a question. Did they get a cut? Like, do they get a little piece of that action because their name's on it?
Why would they? No, it's advertisement for them. It's just, it's a way for, whatever. You and your cuts for the politicians.
The coffee cups say the word Obama or McCain ever. On them. The coffee cups say the word Obama.
Maybe they
get
by it because neither of the names are capitalized.
And I don't mean best. What? Yes, it is.
Yeah, small letters.
Obama cup is blue. And on the bottom of the Obama cup that you buy when you get your cup of coffee at 7-Eleven, fine convenience store here on Long Island, on the bottom it says 7-Election 08.
Oh, look at that. That's cute. Yeah. That's cute.
And it has a little stamp mark on it. Every cup counts.
Now, why wasn't this around 4 years ago or 8 years ago? Why is it all of a sudden this election has to have Straight Talk Crunch ice cream and Obama cups and why?
Apparently, the people are into this election. I don't think.
I bet you the regular 7-Eleven cups sell a whole lot better.
I don't think there's a need for it.
No, there's no need for it.
No.
Telling you, someone's getting a cut somewhere. Telling you.
Slurpee Big Bites 08.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Apparently, Josh and I were at odds at 7-Eleven today because he picked McCain and I picked Obama.
I guess I'm voting Dunkin' Donuts, Kieran.
There you go, Rock. Jenny Blowjob's going to be joining us on the program today. Jenny Blowjob, the worldwide famous booking chick who books, I don't know, somebody once a year on the show.
She's actually nervous, she said to me.
Nervous?
She's nervous to coming
She's
on the show?
No, not because coming on the show, because of the guest.
Right, the guest that we're going to have on today.
Did you already forget?
Yeah. Well, because I've been staring at her husband's dick for fucking 3 hours.
Really? You're into him, huh?
No, I'm not into it, but the guy's fucking ham is all over the internet.
You know, that actually, that brings up a good point.
Yeah.
His site is completely covered in showing his dick.
His dick is
no
very
guy,
prominent.
Like,
on
he'll just, like, lay it on a yeah, chick's but, head. And, like, a yeah. guy's supposed to enjoy that. Be like, oh, that is awesome. I can yeah. get off on that.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
I'm very curious about that shot. That's...
We're not going to mention his name yet.
What, just dropping the dick on the head?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Then he does
I mean,
it
I can understand,
quite often.
I can understand. I mean, it's his site, so of course his dick would be featured. But I don't get, you know, I don't get
See,
some
I don't
of
understand
the...
that logic. Just
really?
Because it's his site, that doesn't mean his dick should be featured. It's
yeah, but
most guys don't want to look at the other guy's fucking hammer.
Yeah, but then why would you go to his site?
To look at his hammer? Is that what you're saying? Is
no,
that what you're doing,
John? But his hammer is,
that what you're doing?
His hammer's a big part
is that what you're
of it,
doing?
Apparently.
Is that what you're doing?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know.
Is he going to copyright his dick?
It's like, why would you watch a Lexington Steel video?
Right.
Because,
well, yeah.
you know, the big black hawk's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I don't get it. It's a little bit too much. Do you have to agree with me? It's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Josh, agree with me, please.
It's a, his dick is
me.
All over his website. He's very proud of his website. And I'm very proud of this guy.
Really?
He strives.
What you're saying before.
He has really... Really, really, you know, if anybody can strap themselves into a pleasure machine, this guy has with his life. He's doing everything he wants to do, and he's got the best of everything.
He actually makes a reference in his little trailer, you know, have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
Which, guy's living the life.
He really is. I'm sure there's some other guys I can think of, and probably that we've had on the show and discussed on the show, that are living the dream. You know, that have the best of everything. But this guy is, he might outtake all those people. I mean, you look at a guy like, who's the dude we just had on who does the TV show?
Zane Lamprey.
Here's a guy who has a job to go around the world and drink the finest beers and do a TV show
right.
and become famous and meet chicks. I got a hot wife. There's a guy who's living the fucking dream. He's got the best of everything. He's got a job that where he's paid. He's on TV to get hammered.
Right.
Boom. That's a great fucking life right there. And he's got a hot wife who digs his job. That's awesome, right? That's what you want when you wake up or when you're born into this world. You're thinking, you know what? I want to drink and get paid for it.
But you know what? I think that is the pinnacle, Zane, what Zane does. I think it's a little bit tougher for this guest coming on today because he's married, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got to have sex to bring an income, but I'm sure it's not that easy. See, like, I don't think... See, you know what I'm saying? Like, for Zane...
I'm talking outside looking in. I mean, if you're Zane, I'm sure he's not looking at it like it's, oh, I'm living the fucking dream.
I think he is. But he's got it easy.
But if you look at it in its general
direction.
Layout...
Yeah.
He's got a job
right.
where he drinks.
Look at the tree.
Yeah.
And he's, you know...
And you're saying...
And this guy is married to a fucking... One of the hottest broads on this planet.
An Asian, which gets
who's
bonus points.
Kinky as all fuck.
Right. I guess. Yeah.
And not only is he married to the hot bitch, he's a rock star.
Yep.
And
he bangs chicks for a living.
And he
other chicks.
Bangs other chicks. Other hot fucking chicks.
And he puts his dick on their forehead. I don't understand.
He puts
his
dick on the forehead.
I don't. That's his trademark. I just don't understand.
Yeah. Like a blindfold.
I couldn't do. You know what? Let's be honest. Could you live that type of life? I could do the Zane life.
No.
You couldn't do that, right?
No, but
you could do the Zane life, right?
It's something like
you could
do
the Zane
life. Yeah, of course, because I'm an alcoholic and I love.
But
the
not
alcohol.
This guy's. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that. That'd be weird.
No. I'm not showing. I can't fucking show, dude. No one else has seen my dick other than some chick who happens to want to see it in a drunken bender.
I was unfortunately close to seeing it,
and no one's so seeing my dick on a fucking camera. My camera will never. My dick will never see a camera. That's what I'm saying.
You're not gonna lay your dick on a forehead.
I'm not gonna. Well, a forehead. Yeah, sure. I'll throw a dick on a forehead. But
I don't understand that move at all.
I'm not throwing my dick in front of a lens. Of any type. And not even a microscopic one, Waggy. Kira's got a small dick.
You do? What?
You know? I got great drops, too.
You got great diction?
Drops.
Oh.
Go away, Baton!
Well, we know that one.
But this one.
Ooh.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
Who is that, Rob?
Wait a minute.
Who is that?
Who is that?
Wait a second.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
He sounds familiar.
Thank you to Just Jim for these, one of our listeners.
Is that your dad?
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
Who is that, Rock? Who's that sound like?
Boy. Take a sip of coffee, Kieran, and see if you can figure it out.
Well,
you ain't my bitch, nigga.
Let me look at my coffee cup and try to figure out who this is.
Can I rule
out?
You
ain't my bitch, nigga.
It's not John McCain? Can I rule him out?
I don't think that's John McCain.
All right.
Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me.
What?
Apparently this guy doesn't like John McCain.
What?
Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me.
Hmm.
Wait, and he's got this.
Do you not know who I am? He must not know who I am. I'm the juggernaut, bitch. I'm going to hit you with your own pimp.
All right, that's
I don't think that's him.
Oh, that was? Oh,
you
I
ain't my bitch, nigga.
Oh.
No. Who is that,
Wait
Rock?
Wait a second.
Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me.
Yeah, I got another one.
Tell me we wouldn't be treated different if we was white. Or Japanese. Or Hawaiian. Or fucking Eskimo. Tell me we wouldn't be treated different
who
if we was
that?
White.
Eskimo?
Or Japanese. Or Hawaiian. Or fucking Eskimo.
And finally.
Let's get out of here. This shit's getting way too complicated for me.
Who is that? Somebody tell me who that is. It can't be somebody of some importance in this world.
No.
No.
Nobody in the news lately.
Can't be one of the most recognizable guys on the planet nowadays.
Oh, Karen. It's not Sarah Palin.
Not Sarah Palin or Palin or whatever the
Doesn't
stripper.
Matter.
It's not the stripper running for office.
Palin.
Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me.
Who is that?
It's Biden.
Can't possibly be somebody running for a high level of office. Cannot be somebody like that.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
No, I'm not. And it's not Joe Biden.
Rag him.
Because this guy's got great
diction.
You ain't
my bitch, nigga.
Yeah.
He's got great diction.
This guy says that very well. He speaks very well.
Right.
Tell me we wouldn't be treated different if we was white. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me.
He's obviously not white, too, because he wouldn't be saying that.
Now, can't be Barack Obama because
No! He
doesn't speak jive.
No.
Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me.
I can't imagine Barack Obama speaking jive of any sort.
Am I pulling up airplane clips now? Is that what I'm doing?
You might have to, because I gotta know what jive means. People chiming in the chat room listening live on New Broadcast Channel 200, the live chat room feedback, Samuel L. Jackson.
That's an excellent guess.
You know what? Samuel L. Jackson might be a good candidate to play this person in a movie, but no.
No, you are wrong on that one, sir. It's not Samuel L. Jackson. Who is this? Playing the guess the sound game, I guess.
Go away, Biden.
Let's see.
Guy.
That was...
Weird.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
I think that was John McCain, right?
Is it Samuel L. Jackson playing Obama in the Obama movie? I don't know if there's an Obama movie out, so it cannot be that. Once again, here we go.
Tell me we wouldn't be treated different if we was white. Or Japanese. Or Hawaiian. Or fucking Eskimo.
Fucking Eskimo. Who would say that?
No, it's not Morgan Freeman.
Who would honestly say, tell me things wouldn't be different if we were fucking Eskimos? Who would say that? Not somebody of some sort of intelligence.
I think Will Smith might say something like that.
Oh, maybe it's Will Smith.
That's something you'll hear from Flavor Flav. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's these guys.
Shit, man. That hunk came up and messed my old lady. Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man.
I say, hey, Scott. Subba say I won't sing.
Uh-huh.
Pray to Jay, I did the same old... Hey.
Knock yourself a pro slick. A great matter of fact, a lot of performers down. I take TCB in, man.
Hey, you know what they say. See a broad to get that booty yak. Leg her down or smack him, yak him. Cole got to be. You know? Shit.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
Now, you're saying, Rock, that is the two jive-talking African-American gentlemen from the movie Airplane.
Yes. I think that is going to be my guess.
Survey says... Wrong answer.
All right, let's get this out of the way right now, Kieran. It is certainly not Shannon Sharp.
No, it is not Shannon Sharp.
That is the worst guess ever, because you can actually understand this guy.
Unless this is Shannon Sharp after his lip surgery.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
He had his lips removed. He had his lips reduced. He had lip reduction.
Michael Jackson's cellmate?
That doesn't make funny.
It's not 50 Cent, and it's not Ronald McDonald. Isaac Hayes, no, he's dead. Al Sharpton, no. Who is this?
Why would Cockney?
Let's get out of here. This shit's getting way too complicated for me.
Maybe this
is it. Coco Beware from WWF days.
Well, that's going way back.
I know.
Whee!
Man,
Coco
next
Beware.
Thing you're gonna say, Bad News Brown.
Hey, not nice. There you go. See, that's why. That's why comedians are
it
so good.
It is not
find words.
It's not Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
No, see, Scott, that's not even trying.
Darius
that's
Rucker.
That's Mahogany's right there, sir.
Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, that's a clever guess.
Let it slide.
I like my dick.
It is not Darius Rucker from Hootie and a Fuckfish.
Can we stop
you ain't my bitch, nigga.
Who's that? Who is that? All right, you people think about it.
You know, it's not the Juggernaut.
It's not the Juggernaut.
The Juggernaut's a little bit different. I wish I had that prepared, but you heard it before.
I cannot read what Cockney wrote.
No.
It's not Kimbo
Slice. It's certainly not Kimbo Slice.
He's still on the ground.
He's still crying.
He's still on the ground in the octagon.
I'm not going to know.
14 seconds, you fucking
right.
Homo bastard.
This is not.
You say that like you lost money on him.
Huh?
You said you say that like you lost money on
you
him.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
All right, maybe not.
Pimp smack your ass, bitch.
See, it's very different, so it's not the Juggernaut.
Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me.
Who the hell is that?
Scotsman asses the Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger.
Tiger.
Negative.
Wow. I really thought he was onto something.
Is
there.
It Reverend Wright?
Wrong. Get it? Come on. Come on.
Hold on.
Right. Wrong.
Well, that joke didn't work.
And you thought I was going to get the first one of those.
I know. Damn you. Damn you, evil Josh Gogan.
Is it Joey Blackperson?
Oh!
That is
that's
close.
A good guess.
Very close.
I like that guess.
Very close.
Mickey D, Joey Blackperson. I respect that. I respect that answer.
You don't want to know how close that answer is. It's very close.
Joey Blackperson. I'm going to
is help. It Tina Turner? Survey says... You're eliminated from the chat room.
Seriously.
Not funny.
Not funny, Cockney. Not even. That's not even. That's Rich Mahogany has better tries than
it
that.
It is not Mr. Ed. This person does not have a horse mouth.
Ooh, Jenny Blowjoy thinks it's Mac-10.
Mac-10. The famous rapper from the West Coast. Mac-10. Names himself after a fucking gun. You dope.
Gotta respect the guy who does that.
I'm hardcore because I name myself Mac-10.
At least it's not Joey AK-47.
I shoots lots of bullets. I googled bitch nigger and got nothing. I didn't, you know, find a character there. Oh. Who is this?
You ain't my bitch nigger.
Who is that?
Where's that Alaska one again? That was golden.
I gotta hear Kieran say, no, I can't say that word.
But you already did, technically.
Is it Byron Crawford?
What is Jenny doing?
Who the hell's Byron Crawford?
Richard
Pryor. Is she
Pryor,
naming
no.
Reno Comics again?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me.
And this.
Let's get out of here. This shit's getting way too complicated for me. Tell me we wouldn't be treated different if we was white. Or Japanese. Or Hawaiian. Or fucking Eskimo. You ain't my bitch, nigga.
Who is that?
Is it Patrick Ewing?
Oh, that's a I have a one. Clip here that might...
Oh!
I have a really long clip here.
No way!
Okay. It's him reading a book.
What?
Wow, okay, that eliminates almost everybody we've already said.
Holy sheesh.
Now, that eliminates anybody who is African-American. Am I right?
What?
I'm reading, this person's reading a book.
Right.
It eliminates anybody from a certain race. No?
All right. It's okay. Yeah, right. And rain. Yeah. There you go. All right. I don't understand when the joke falls, why you put ice cubes into a cup.
I don't know. Ice cubes in a cup.
Right? Oh. Maybe you're just fixing yourself a beverage.
Here is, more audio.
Ooh,
okay. Of that person.
It's a discount, but not everything. It was true, for example, that he was one of the fastest sprinters in the islands. Olympic caliber, some said. This despite an improbably large stomach that quivered under his sweat-soaked jersey whenever he ran and left coaches and opposing teams shaking their heads in disbelief. Through Ray, I would find out about the black parties that were happening at the university. Or
who is that?
He sure sounds familiar. I just
want to hear some more.
Out on the army bases, counting on him to ease my passage through unfamiliar terrain. In return, I gave him a sounding board for his frustrations.
Now, could this be the same guy that says this?
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
Because this guy that I'm playing on the clip here sounds real boring.
And it sounds very well spoken.
I mean it this time, Ray was saying to me now. These girls are A1 USDA certified racists.
Wait a minute. What is he saying there, Rock? He's saying everybody's racist? Chicks are racist? Is it Colin Powell? Survey says... Wrong, sir. Heidi Ho coming in. All I hear is Obama.
Interesting. Bull hole jokey thing. It's definitely Obama.
Let's listen in.
Hello. White girls, Asian girls. Shoot, these Asians worse than the whites. Think we got a disease or something.
Who would think that? Wow. Who would think that the Asians are worse than whites? Because the white people are the worst. Everybody knows that white people are the devil.
No, Emo, it's not the Rackham guy. See, like, say...
Rackham. Rack.
Well,
Rackham.
Maybe.
Rack. Rackball. Allah! Ha-ha! Rackball!
Is it Denzel Washington? Survey says... Wrong answer, sir. Is it Dave Chappelle? No. Do you think Dave Chappelle would sound like this?
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours, I said.
He could.
Not Dave Chappelle.
When he does his, like, white character guy, you know.
Man, I thought you were in training. Get your hands out of my fries, Ray responded. You ain't my bitch, nigga.
Bye. There it is. He says it in the clip. Who is that? Eddie Murphy.
I guess we'll have to tune into O&A tomorrow to find out.
Your own damn fries. Now, what was I talking about? Just because a girl don't...
Sorry.
You're listening to the sounds of our radio career.
Yeah, way to ruin that, Ruck.
That's not ruin.
Go out with
it's
you, funny. I said. Doesn't make her a racist.
Getting scared, Josh.
Don't be thick, all right? I'm not just talking about one time. Look, I asked Monica out. She says no. I say, okay. Your shit's not so hot anyway. Ray stopped to check my reaction, then smiled.
Here's an educated that? Guess. Holy shnikes, Lauren Karp's boyfriend. That is an edge. Look at Kier's freaking out here. There we go. Educated guess. Leave it to the artiste. Yes.
Tell me we wouldn't be treated different if we was white or Japanese or Hawaiian.
That's what Lauren says when she. All right, forget
it. No, Emo, it's not Patrick.
It's not Bill Clinton.
There's not enough N bombs for it to be Patrick.
All right, we can let the cat out of the bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Bobcat Goldthwait. Nice one, pool hole jokey.
That is the sounds of Paulie Shore. Paulie Shore.
Wow, look at your quick wit.
He is really
Paulie Shore.
That's the first thing that came up in your head.
He has really changed his image.
First thing I saw in the chat room. Rick.
Oh, really changed his image.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, that's Paulie Shore.
Oh,
no, it's not. It's not
Biodome days.
It's not Paulie Shore. Who is this?
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
Tell you what, he's got the, I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint, people, of who that is.
Okay.
Saying you ain't my bitch N-word. Who is it? Here's a hint. He is famous. He is said to be unqualified.
Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me.
He is Cole, what? What is he? Say it, Rock. I can't hear you. I can't read lips.
I was just saying, maybe we should just go to break.
Go to break.
Come on. Teaser. Next segment. Do it. Come on, Kieran. Get tough. Get tough, Kieran. You want it. Look at
coming
you.
Coming in from the chat room, this is where Kieran starts sucking Obama's dick. No! I do not do that. This is where I go to break. Hey, Brittany, before we let you go, can you do a liner for the LunaticRadio.com show?
Do a what?
Say like a little liner for the radio program. It's kind of like, hey, you say something like this. Hey, this is Brittany Stevens, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Yeah.
Go ahead, and whenever you're ready, go ahead and just say that.
Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Stevens, and you're listening to the Lunatic.com radio show. Woo!
Perfect!
Awesome!
To back
them!
I love you.
We'll be right back. these guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
What up? LunaticRadio.com show. Kid Rock, Josh Gogan. Chilling out, 206-202 Luna. 206-202-5666.
5666.
I'm scared from the music there. It's a little loud in my headphones. By the way, people, this guy right here.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
That's Barack Obama.
Oh!
It's Barack
wait.
Obama.
But you said it wasn't.
Reading the book, his book he wrote a couple years ago, book on tape. It's a clip from him reading his book on tape, blah, blah, blah. Apparently he says the word, the N-word there, and that's kind of funny.
Yes.
That here's the president, well, future president, maybe.
And that's our
and who's this calling in? Hello. Hello.
Jesus. Barack Obama said you ain't my bitch, nigger.
You ain't my bitch, nigger.
Yeah. You sure did.
You are kidding me. I want to blow Baracko now.
Wow, Baracko.
Baracko.
I want to have a threesome with him and Michelle. All
right. Tell me we wouldn't be treated different if we was white.
I didn't realize I was on the outside looking in there.
Sorry, that motherfucker got nothing on me.
Yeah, there you go, Jenny. That's Barack Obama. How are you, Jenny Blowjob?
I'm wonderful. How are you, boys?
Jenny Badjob.
By the way, people are calling you Jenny Badjob in the chat room.
Oh, that's not right.
They're always mean to me in the chat room now. Fuck those guys.
Oh, literally or figuratively?
I got a fucking pretty little whore mouth, and they would be fucking honored to get a suck down from me.
Really?
You know Rocket.
Jenny sounds different.
Apparently, Jenny, did you choke out Chris Benoit?
Really?
Yes, I did.
Hot.
So what's going on, Jenny? Why are you on the show today? Tell the people why you're on the show today.
Well, I wanted to call and give you guys some really good news, because so far I've had no response of no, and everything's good. So your guest today is going to be Tara Patrick.
Now, who is that?
And she's a world-class porn star.
Right.
And when I mean star, I mean she has her own clothing line.
Yeah.
She's got amazing things.
No, not one of those second-rate porn stars that we've been getting.
Can you hear us, Jenny?
World-class. Jenny?
I hear that.
Jenny.
Jenny.
That's Tara.
Yeah.
Nice.
So Tara Patrick's coming on the show today?
Tara and her husband as well, Evan.
Evan?
From Biohazard.
Evan from Biohazard.
I thought you were doing the echo.
Now, he works at some sort of chemical plant?
No, in the hardcore band.
Oh.
Karen, I know you wouldn't know because all you listen to is Celine Dion.
He doesn't work with medical.
Wow. Celine Dion?
Hold on. Jenny, hold on one sec. Note to self, booking people should never do jokes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right. So, Tara Patrick and
you're
Evan
so
Seinfeld. Are you talking when I'm talking?
Are you talking? Are you saying something meaningful?
Yes.
Jenny, get tough. Get tough with him. Get like how you get when you talk to him off air.
I know. Well, shut up, Karen, and bark. Bark, Karen, bark.
Bark.
He just ends up sounding like a little chihuahua, though.
Aw, it's cute.
Oh, little chihuahua, Karen. Okay, Karen, talk. Go ahead.
Oh, yep. Wow. She told you.
Hey,
she told you.
There's the...
No, don't make her fall. She got you. She said, okay, little boy, talk now.
There's Obama.
Don't make me get out the big guns.
There's Obama on TV right now. I wonder what he's saying.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
Weird.
Here's Barack. Hold on.
That's a good...
No, we can't hear him. No, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, Jenny. So Tara Patrick and Evan Seinfeld are coming on the show today. And these people are married,
yes.
Right?
What is the deal with porn
stars? They're married. They've been married for a while now.
That's
what
like,
is the
like
deal with my wife sucking cock?
It's not that Seinfeld.
Oh, Tara Patrick's not married to... Oh, that's Jerry Seinfeld.
Girls are getting cum on their face. Who are all these people?
Jesus. You're ridiculous. That's not even, like, a little funny.
So what do we need to know about these two, Jenny? You prepare us.
I don't know. Didn't you read the bio that I emailed you, Karen?
TaraPatrick.com. I know that.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
I got it, Jenny, right in front of me. Tell me about Rockstar Pimp. I got it all. They do a lot of good stuff, these
Wait,
two.
Wait, who's doing the interview? Jenny, or are they going to do their own interview?
We should have Jenny do it.
Oh, stop it.
I don't want to do the interview.
I know.
I'm not the personality. You are, sort of.
So Tara Patrick's coming on the show. We're going to talk to her and have fun.
On the show. She even has, you know, she has her own show as well on Sirius Radio.
Right, it's called Rockstar Porn Star.
Rockstar Porn Star.
On channel 198, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Sirius. It's really good.
XM Radio.
And you know, Karen, too, she is the spokesperson for the Natural Male Enhancement, Clavin, which you
Is it
Clavin?
Clavin?
Clavine?
Or Clavine?
Clavin.
Fine, Clavin!
Clavin!
Now, Tara Patrick is going to be fun to speak to because she's one of these...
She's got big tits.
These girls who has the big boobs.
Right.
But she's the last of a dying breed. She's the last one who's ever really going to... A porn star that's going to make it huge and be like...
She's
like a Jenna Jameson. She's a Jenna Jameson. She crossed over and she's a big fucking deal. None of these other porn stars coming up today are ever going to be like that. Because there's just way too many girls out there willing to show their beef and stick baseball bats where they're not supposed to be.
It's like that in comedy.
Hey, did I tell you about the package that Josh sent me?
Josh sent you a package?
He sent you his package?
Yeah.
Weird.
He sent me a package.
How big is he?
Via USPS Ground.
I did?
Is it that funny?
It's just, all it is it's a CD. And then two giant headshots of Josh. That's it. No, nothing.
Yeah, but you knew what they were.
I knew what they were.
Jenny, you know I'm an ass. That's why. That was going to be my
and
note.
That's
I'm
why
an
I
ass.
Appreciate it from you, Josh.
Go away, Baton.
Oh, intriguing.
All right then.
All right, Jenny. But you did well. You did well. And people have been chiming in. About when is Jenny going to book somebody? And Jenny.
Yeah, they're mean to me, though. They're always mean to me because they say I'm not funny, but whatever.
Oh, would you stop it? Would you relax?
I'm going to go cry now and smoke a bunch of weed and shoot up some heroin.
What are you, emo?
I hope you're all happy.
Are you emo Tony?
You ruined my life.
Hey, what are you, just like mimicking emo Tony over there? Get your own character.
I might fall down the stairs.
Oh, relax.
And die. Oh, but listen,
you're not
my
pregnant.
Friend in Brazil, Gabby, might be listening. And I just wanted to say hi. I gave a shout out.
You have a friend in Brazil.
Yeah, Dabby. He's in the band Ecos Falcos and Ornid Disaster. Find them on MySpace. They're really fun.
Or in Brazil.
Jenny, are there any Mexicans you could go yell at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll fucking yell right now. Fucking Mexis.
This is Jenny's thing. She doesn't like her neighbors.
People are saying, I hope you die in a fire. Why is that? Be nice to Jenny Blowjob.
Yeah, What?
There you go.
What? Wait, what did you do? We don't even know.
I yelled fire. I hope you're all dying and burning to death.
All right.
Right. All right, Jenny, you did well today. Thank you for coming on the program.
Whatever. Goodbye.
And letting us know who's coming.
I'm going to get a phone call later now.
Patrick's going to be awesome. I hope you guys all like her and be nice.
We will.
What?
Me?
Rocket,
I am the nicest.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
What
are you talking about? I'm the nice guy.
What I was speaking of is people want a guest on the show, and actually Gary in Indiana makes note of that in his drunk call this week.
Hey, Lunatic Radio, this is Gary Gomez. Hey, I wonder if Jenny Blowjob is actually going to get some blowjobs within the next year, because I think she's slacking. Jenny Blowjob is fucking slacking as far as guests go and the booking and everything, so she might as well give me a blowjob. Hey, Jenny. Why don't you come to Minnesota, give my dog a blowjob? That'd be a good thing.
What the hell? I am still getting a phone call later from her.
Yeah, I know.
We love Jenny. She knows that we goof around with her on the show. It's the way it goes. She goofs around with us in our private lives. She calls us up and says, hey, fuckers, you suck dick. This is what I got going on. Jenny also booked the guy with the big arms.
Yeah?
The big arms?
Yeah, you've seen him on the internet. He's got the huge monstrous arms. You ever see that guy? What is his name, Josh? You know
Joey Big Arms.
Greg Valentino.
Greg Valentino.
My second guess.
He was busted.
Greg Valentine?
No. He was. This was a guy that was busted several years ago for steroid dealing, and he had the giant arms and the handcuffs. And then
his arms are ridiculous.
Yeah, I see on our MySpace page. He's
They had a little documentary thing on him called the Man Whose Arms Exploded on I think A&E.
A&E?
Yeah. His arms were like 30 inches or something.
I read 27 somewhere.
27?
That's fucking ridiculous. This guy's got huge.
You know what?
Arms.
We'll talk to him and straighten it out. Yeah. Just how big those fucking arms really are.
Yeah. He actually wanted to come down here and do the show with us live. And I was like, I don't know. This guy's got too big arms.
This guy's going to
be a problem. He looks like a problem.
No, I think he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to say, before we move on, Jenny does a fantastic job. I'd like to separate myself from Kieran and Josh here. And I like to say that Jenny does an excellent job.
I said privately in the public chat room that I think.
What? Wait, what?
I do thank Jenny.
No, she does.
Jenny does a fabulous job, and she works very hard. People behind the scenes don't know. It's hard to book people for an internet radio
show. It is.
Come on, we're on the internet.
And also,
we have the credentials of a pile of dog shit. Yes.
And also, she's very good at pumping you up if you ever feel down about yourself.
Oh, she sure does, sir.
Right.
Give her a call and she'll... Yeah.
Great at the fluffing.
Yeah, she's a great fluffer.
She's an ego fluffer. She loves doing it.
That's what I need.
Jenny's awesome. That's what we have to say. So we got Tara Patrick and Evan Seinfeld coming on the show. They are married. They both really... I would say Evan has the best of both worlds because he's married to Tara Patrick, who's model hot. She's super model hot.
Super model hot.
And she's frisky as all hell because she does the adult films and, she does all the freaky crap in bed. And not only does Evan have that in a wife, but he goes on tour. He's a rock star, right? Does the Biohazard stuff.
Sure.
And then he has his own website there called Rockstar Pimp, where he just...
Shows off his penis.
I guarantee you Evan created this motherfucker just so he can bang other chicks.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the case.
He's like, babe, I got a great idea. We can make a lot of money.
Yeah, I'll bang other chicks.
How about that?
And to me, it'll seem legit because I'll put it on camera.
Do you think they're listening?
I hope not. We're going to have fun with them. I mean, they're a great couple. They're an interesting couple to talk to.
But Jenny said we have to be, like, kind of nice to
Tara. We are going to be nice. Why would we bash Tara Patrick?
No, I know. Right.
Or Evan. They
I know. It's a little nerve-wracking.
Great lives. They have great lives. And it's interesting. I want it to be interesting hearing from them.
Just don't tell her to go fuck herself, okay?
Why would I say that?
I'm just saying.
When I'm fucking every night at 11 o'clock, going to bed because Tara Patrick's providing me a service of doing something on film with some other dude and taking some stuff some other way in the face, and I go to sleepy sleep. Tara makes me go sleepy sleep.
Aw,
a little sleepy sleep.
At 11 p.m. every night. Karen McCann, like clockwork.
Evan does the old porn thing with the Rockstar Porn, rockstarpimp.com website
yes.
he has.
Yes.
I'm sure his fans love it. I just can't watch Evan bang chicks.
I can't look at Jewish penises.
But he's good at it. He's good at it. And I'm sure his site gets a lot of hits.
That's not what this says, Brock.
What happened?
What happened?
And by the way, Evan's original band, Biohazard, is on tour on their 20-year reunion tour.
Wait, what? Josh, what am I doing? You're confusing the fucking... I don't want to see his dick! Stop it!
But you're right. You said you...
Are you showing Rocket
Wait,
Evan's cock right now?
Why is my face there?
What happened?
What did you do?
What happened, Josh?
You put my face on... When did that happen?
Josh did...
Oh
yes,
God.
You gotta save that.
Asshole.
It's going on the message board.
Asshole, pay attention to the show. Stop photoshopping my face. Sucking Evan.
Seinfeld's dick.
I have to explain this.
I wanna go
Josh,
home.
We spent the first segment pretty much talking about Evan Seinfeld's cock and how it's all over the rockstarpimp.com website that he has where he's banging all these chicks.
I want to go home.
So we talked about that, and I guess Josh was doing a little photoshopping during the break there and came up with a photo of, well, he cropped Rocket's head on Evan's cock. That is going on the message board for all to
great,
enjoy.
Great! Wonderful! Because, you know, I need that.
Everybody wants to see the pic now, Josh. I don't know if you can, you know, do a little, I don't know, upload that to the net somehow. Show that to the people. It's very funny. There it is.
Jenny's
there it is in the live chat room for everybody to see. Rocket's
oh,
face.
Oh, God, it's on bottle buckets!
On Evan's cock.
I want to go home. Can we start
this is
over?
Why I got to listen live to the program, because other stuff goes on as we do the show.
Jenny, by the way, she's done. She said, don't coming on the show ever again. They bash me every time like no other. Fuck that.
Who's
no,
that?
That's
Jenny,
not
call
true.
Back in.
Jenny, call back in.
Now we got to smooth this over with you. We love you, Jenny.
I don't know if she's referring to us, but she needs to understand how the show works.
The show does work weird.
Heidi just said, oh my God, that is awesome. No, Heidi, you're supposed to be on my team, Heidi. Don't find this funny.
Who is on Team Rocket?
Who's on Team Rocket?
Let me see. Is anybody on Team Rocket? Apparently not.
I love that little jing-ding-a-ling-ding in there.
Heidi says, Joshy Jingles original swings. It has a Joshy Jingles original.
All right.
She's not calling back in. I think we really fucked up Jenny.
She'll call back in. We love Jenny.
Jenny, call back in.
All right. Taking a break. Coming back. Tara Patrick, Evan Seinfeld on the show today, supposedly. And we'll take a break. We'll come back to some other stuff on the LunaticRadio.com show. Stick around.
A typical lunatic day with Kieran and Rocket. Hooray! 3 hours of schlock on a Suckbernard's cock. What the fuck? These guys are gay. The show just gets bigger and bigger ever since we found Kieran's a wigger. But if you say podcast, you'll hear a big gun blast. So gun to the chin and pull trigger. Exit 52's park and ride calls, but Pam B has a taste and she stalls. So come on, dear Smitty, show Kieran some titty, or he'll settle for Jamie Kennedy's balls. Laguna Beach, says Fat Kev with delight, as he drinks down another Coors Light. I found at a shock he wants Ronnie Bean's cock, and he's calling the drunk hotline tonight. And I doubt there's a better sight than Vox in the chat room tonight. That's why Kieran has Gigi to play with his wee-wee. Hallelujah, holla back, am I right? But this radio show's found its niche, and its listeners, they never will switch. Word them up, grab a brick. I'm the poet named Rick, and you know what? I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Father sucks you into bed. Father slaps you in.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
Everybody, Kid Rock, Josh Rosen, LunaticRadio.com show.
Hi.
Chilling out with you.
I want Jenny to call back in. I don't like, you know how I don't like situations, Karen. This is a situation.
Yeah, you're not a situation
Rock,
guy.
Rock is not a situation guy.
No.
I don't like situations.
He would not do well in the situation room.
No situations for Rocket.
Scenarios, he's not bad, but situations, he cannot take
it. Are you thinking Jenny's mad?
Yes!
Jenny should be mad.
I know.
She's got to understand that. I guess when she was on the phone with us, people were giving some shit in the chat room. We were pointing it out and blah, blah, blah. Funny, 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 right? Yeah. That happens every show with everybody that's on the show.
Dude, while we're doing the show, Josh decided to put my fucking face on Evan's dick.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Actually, to be correct about it, I put his dick on your face.
Thank you.
I'm called gay. I'm called retarded.
But yeah, those are facts. But we're talking about everybody yeah. else.
See? There you go. Another one.
Jenny, if you're listening, call back in. We don't want these problems. People just like everybody's got to get in the barrel once in a while. I did it for like 2 months straight.
Yeah.
And it still hurts.
Rock never got out of the barrel.
No, I never really did. I was good for a lot of years. And once I got in it, I just can't seem to find my way out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Tara Patrick and Evan Seinfeld coming on the program today, everybody. Should be fun. Here is that... Here is that intro.
Wait.
What happened?
No.
First of all, she texts Josh.
No, I texted her first.
But still.
She texted Josh, and what did she say back to Josh?
I am done. I am not calling. They pick on me.
Who picks on her?
You guys, obviously.
No, we did it. Whoa, time out. We didn't pick on her at all. She knows that. She's not referring to us.
Okay.
Is she referring to us?
Tell her. I want to tell her.
No.
Tell her Adam wants her to call back in. Holy shit.
Then have Adam text her.
Holy shit.
Adam. Who is Adam?
Shut up. Adam should text her.
I hear this name all the time. Who is this Adam guy? I don't know any Adam that works for the show.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Fat Kev loves Coors Light and Jenny blowjob.
Yeah, that's all that matters in
life.
What are
you going to do, dude?
Yeah, where's that clip? See, that clip, that'll make her feel better.
Laguna Beach, Fat Kev, Laguna Beach, Jenny blowjob, what are you gonna do, dude?
See, Fat Kev wants the Jenny.
Jenny, call in, we gotta make it up to you, somehow.
Well, at least until Tara and Evan call.
Here is a clip from rockstarpimp.com, Tara Patrick and Evan Seinfeld.
Hi, I'm Tara Patrick.
And I'm Spider Jones.
And if you want to see my husband pound the hottest bitches in porn, log on to rockstarpimp.com. Don't go anywhere else.
Have your cake and eat it too, right, fellas?
Damn right.
Yeah, right, fellas. Yeah, because, yeah, we could totally relate.
That's what's called.
We could totally relate.
I am totally on that bus.
That's a cool
to
wife.
The hottest chick in porn, sure. And we get to bang other hot chicks.
Yeah, exactly.
We can all relate to that.
Yeah, exactly. I go home, I got a porn star waiting for me, a little baked apple pie, and, you know, I say, honey, I'll be back. Oh.
There's a phone, Rock.
There's a phone ringing. Who is this, Rock?
917. Hey, it's Evan.
Hey, Evan, how are you?
We were just talking about you.
We were just talking about you, sir.
I'm good. I'm here with Tara. We were taking our Sunday afternoon nap.
Uh-oh.
And we got a text from Tara's assistant. We better hurry up and call the lunatic. Lunatics at Lunatic Radio. I said, all right. So we're both half asleep here.
From outside looking in, you two seem to have the most interesting relationship pretty much that I've seen. Yeah. Here you are, you're a rock star, you're married to one of the most beautiful girls in the adult industry, and then you have the website rockstarpimp.com where you go off and you do your thing with other adult film stars.
Yeah.
Isn't that...
It's just like, nah, no big deal, whatever.
I don't know. That,
it's like making a sandwich to this guy.
To me, that's an amazing life.
Well, I mean, you know, work is work, and, you know, relationships and love is something totally different. I mean, obviously, you know, both Tara and I have had really exceptional, lives before we met each other, you know, Tara being, you know, the hottest adult film star of all time and, you know, me being in a band for 20 years. So, part of our relationship is really, I mean, what it's really based on is fundamentals of trust and love and also us both being confident people and, us both being very sexual people who enjoy, you know, sex and, you know, to us, you know, sex, if we have with other people in movies, it's just sex, you know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of people in the world who look at things a lot different, and it doesn't make it right or wrong, it's just for them. I mean, part of the difference between us and other people is we're not busy looking at what other people are doing.
Man, it's almost like you're a rock star. Wasn't that enough pussy for you?
Yeah, but I'm not dead, you know.
I mean,
my wife is so amazing, dude. She's the most beautiful woman in the whole world. My buddy nice guy Mike is over here from television today, and my son's here, and, you know, she cooked bacon and eggs for everybody this morning, and she's been waiting on me hand and foot all day, then we came to bed for a little nap. I mean, I got it pretty fucking good. I'm not going to complain about anything ever.
Evan,
you know what? If it had to end tomorrow, I've had the greatest ride ever. You know, but I'm not ever going to let this woman out of my sight. She's too good to me.
Well, that's what we were talking about in the prior segment. We were looking at you and your life and your website and Biohazard and that you're on tour and all this stuff. And I'm like, what is wrong with this guy's life? It's amazing. It really is.
Well, it definitely doesn't suck to be me, for sure. You know, I mean, I won't say my life's always been this great. You know, I mean, you know, I had a serious drug addiction as a teenager, and, you know, I had problems with the law, and, you know, I was even homeless at one point, and, you know, so for me, I feel kind of like Kurt Warner, who was, you know, sacking groceries one day and winning the Super Bowl the next year. You know, I don't know what Kurt Warner's gratitude level is like, and as much as I'm a football fan and I love sports, you know, I wouldn't trade that for living with Tara, for sure.
What do you concentrate on the most, Evan? Is it the music, or is it more, the adult film stuff for you?
For me, it's a split. I got to tell you that the adult film business side of the business consumes, like, the majority of my time. Like, if I had to divide my time into, like, one of those, like, pie charts, I would say more than half of it goes to managing Tara's career and dealing with, you know, her production company, TerraVision and Iron Cross and all that stuff. And a very small sliver of the time actually goes into adult film production for TerraVision and Rockstar Pimp and all that. And, then the next biggest chunk of the pie would probably be, you know, at the moment, the reunion tour for Biohazard, you know, it's our 20-year anniversary, and we've been playing around quite a bit. We're leaving on Tara's actually DJing on Halloween in Las Vegas at Tau. She's her third year in a row hosting Tau Halloween. And then I leave the next day for a 35-show European tour with Biohazard. But in the meantime, I'm working on the Spiders album, which is my new band, and that definitely takes a lot of time. And it's been taking kind of too long, so I'm too busy. It should have been done already. And if that wasn't enough, I'm jamming with a new band called the Tattooed Millionaires. It's just this really awesome band. They've got, like, almost all the music already written, and I'm just kind of learning their songs. It's just more like something to do for fun, and it's got really, really great potential.
You two also host a radio show together called Rockstar Porn Star and Sirius Satellite Radio. Is that a weekly thing? What is that?
Yeah, a lot like you guys have your radio show, we have ours, and our show is on Sirius 198 and XM 99. It's Playboy Radio, and our show is called Rockstar Porn Star. It's Tuesday nights, and it's really, you know, it's Tara's show, and I'm her sidekick, and I'm her I've heard Ed McMahon, I've heard Robin Quivers, or however you want to look at it. And we have guests on, you know, like this past weekend, we had it's Tuesday night at 9 Pacific time. So if you're on the East Coast, it's at midnight. Like, we had Sendog from Cypress Hill on this week, and a girl named Renee Cruz, who's the star of one of the stars of the new Iron Cross video that we put out called Smoking Hot Latinas. So, you know, we try to kind of synergize all the things we're doing and use the radio show to promote them all, you know, because our listeners can go in. I mean, really, if you want to know what's going on, you got to go to TaraPatrick.com. That's like the mothership of everything Tara and everything that we do. And that kind of links to everything else. But people who might find Tara or myself through the radio show, you know, will then get turned on to where to go find her stuff and where to find what we're doing. You know, I like the adult business a lot. It reminds me of the music business back in the, you know, back when I was a teenager, because it wasn't chained to corporate America how the music business is now, you know.
All right. Yeah, I don't think it'll ever be.
Go ahead, Rocky.
Yeah, I was just curious. Where do you do the? Do you do the show from your house, or do you go like to a studio? I'm just kind of curious to that.
Oh no, we do the radio show in the studio in the Playboy Studios.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's cool, and we've had guests on from everybody from like Dave Navarro to the hottest, you know, adult film stars. And I mean, I've been to your guys' site. I've heard your stuff before. I think it's really awesome. And I saw you guys had a very impressive list of people who've been your guests in terms of, you've had a really good cross section of adult film stars there. It seems like you guys are definitely fans of the industry and supporters of the industry. I think it's really cool.
Let me bring up one thing. It was funny when I was going through all the list of stuff that you two are in, are dealing with Rockstar Pimp and everything that Tara's doing. I went out to Rockstar Pimp, and I'm checking you out. Of course, boom, 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 three clicks away, I see Evan pretty much naked.
Pretty much. No, he is.
Yeah, he was naked. And you're literally just putting it to one of my the ultimate girls I love in adult film. It's called Tegan Presley. And you are just putting it to her, and I'm just like, this guy's got the effing life.
Yeah, well, you know, Tara's, we have our own, Tara and I discuss everything and, you know, it might seem like a free for all, but, you know, we certainly have our own boundaries and our own rules, and, you know, we're able to have a really, really what people consider like a normal home life, you know, considering, you know, we work in the industry and everything. And, you know, what Tara said, she says, you're going to do a website and you're going to, you know, work with, you know, other girls. She's like, I want you to make sure that they're just the hottest girls in the business. She doesn't want you to work with any, like, really, there's some girls who are not in the league of girls, you know, that I would work with, you know.
Has Tara ever said, no, you can't work? You don't have to obviously give names, but has there ever been like a little bit of a argument between you and Tara about who you might be working with?
No, we never argue about anything like that ever, because, you know, if there was, I kind of know beforehand, like, which girls, you know, she'd rather see me with than others. And, you know, we would never argue about it, because if there was a girl that she wouldn't want me to work with, it wouldn't be an argument. I would just say, no problem, honey. There's millions of girls in the industry. It's not like, you know, anything's more important in my relationship. I'm just fortunate to have the opportunity to be able to do it, to be able to live the dream. You know, I think it's really cool. And, you know, I think the website is kind of, you know, the feedback I've been getting about the website from fan-wise, not from critics, has been a lot of like, you know, married guys saying, man, you know, like, I want to live vicariously through you, you know? And I'm like, hey, you know, join the site, you know, support me, and I'll support you back. I'm going to give you the Tara 1 second. Someone's at the door. Hold on.
All right. I hear a bunch of dogs in the background.
Hey, I got a question.
Guys,
I got a question.
Hold on 1 second, guys. Hold
okay.
On.
All right, sure. I'll see you. That's good.
Man, this guy really
needs Tara of the life.
He needs to write a book.
He's got to answer the door. He's got Tara.
Guys, Tara, she's sleeping again.
She's sleeping?
I'm trying to wake her up here.
Did you wear her out,
yeah.
Sir? Did you wear her out?
I don't think it's that she wears me out. I didn't wear her out. You know what? We were out very late last night. So,
Okay.
I tell you what, Tara wears me out at about 11 o'clock.
But she does, sir.
I watch her on the old internet.
Mike, who's here?
This is fun. This it's like a reality show.
Yeah, it's like the Osbournes or
just
something.
Just put the down there a second. Let's hey, hold on. There's
sure.
Just, girls just walked into my house.
Oh, let's say hi.
Who's that?
His mother?
Sean's oh, his mom walked in.
What?
Hi, Mom.
No one's mom. It's one, a couple of Tara's girlfriends just showed up here at the house.
Well,
sure.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Poo-poo me. I'm Evan Seinfeld. My life stinks.
Oh, these aren't my. These are her friends.
Oh, her friends.
Oh. Wow.
We're,
what's going on there at the Patrick household?
Just a bunch of people hanging out.
Yeah.
Actually, it's we have what we call pigskin on Sundays where you know, Tara cooks and then, you know, some people come over and watch football and just relax, take it easy. Maybe jump in the hot, maybe we'll jump in the hot tub later, but it's definitely a low key day here.
Your idea of low key is a lot different than mine.
Where are you guys located?
New York.
Where at?
In Long Island.
Oh, Tara and I, we just sold our, we had a house in Nassau County. We just sold it.
Really? Whereabouts?
Yeah, we were living.
We might know.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Thank you.
Probably pretty close.
Roslyn area.
Oh, awesome.
Roslyn area.
Nice.
Yeah, Long Island kind of stinks. Kind of hicky.
Yeah, Long Island's a nice place to live. I think it's a nice place.
So you're on tour with Biohazard now. How long has that been going on, the 20-year reunion?
Well, it's been our, you know, we started in Australia with Korn in July. And it's been, you know, the 20-year reunion tour. It's just been really cool. And the idea that, you know, we can kind of turn it on and off as we wish, because when you've been around as long as Biohazard has, it's not like we've got to hurry because we got a hit single right now and we got to captivate on them. Like, we have to deal with the momentum of something going on. I mean, we've had fans for a long time. So, you know, everyone in the band has other bands and jobs and kids and families. So it's pretty cool to just be able to say, okay, when the month of November, we'll go to Europe and we'll jam, but then, you know, we'll come back Sunday or Monday, sorry, December and January, and go back to our families and back to our regular lives. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I got a question.
For sure.
I got a question for you. Seeing as you've got, you know, two big kind of careers going, aside from the wife, which is better, groupie sex or porn star sex?
I don't know. You know what? I have to say that, you know, I don't know. Groupies are drama. Groupies are tons of drama. I steer so clear of the groupies now, you know, and, you know, porn star sex is definitely drama free because, you know, there's certain clear boundaries there. I mean, you know, I mean, sex is great, but dealing with, you know, crazy groupies is so part of my ancient history, you know. I mean, so I got to say, but definitely adult films for me.
Cool. Hey, Evan, just to go back to the whole Biohazard thing, is there any, I know it's you just started doing this, but do you have any thoughts of maybe doing some new tracks with the guys? Is any sort of that kind of conversation?
We've been talking, it's funny you say that, we've been talking about doing an album, and like the problem would only really be time constraints, so we've actually booked to bring an entire mobile studio on the European tour.
Wow.
And, you know, I told the guys, hey, well, if we can do it on the road, I'm down to do it. You know, it's just hard for me to carve out a bunch of time. Because Tara's doing so much right now. I mean, we're writing a book together right now.
Wow.
And she has, we just premiered her new show, School of Sex, on Playboy TV. It's on Friday nights at 9. And she's working on just so many projects that require project management. We're getting ready to, put out her fitness video that she spent a ton of time on. It's called Fit for Sex. With Tara Patrick, and it's just like, this is, guys, this is a great gift, like, for you or for you, like, for your chick, because it's like, she's created these entire, like, three workout DVDs, like, to help a woman, really. I mean, guys can do the workout, too, but it's kind of really more female-focused, to become, like, in better shape, to be a better lover, to be a better sex partner, and just to be healthy and confident and happy, and part of what you know, the joy of the video is that, you know, guys, you can watch it. It's Tara Patrick, you know, in all kinds of positions and little outfits, you know.
Where do you find
so
the,
certainly,
where do you guys find the drive to do all these projects?
Man, well, you know what, part of the reason I think we've been so successful and we find so much drive is that I have the worst case of ADD in the world and she has OCD. So I come with a million ideas and she follows through on this.
See, you have the best life in the world. Jeez. That's what I'm trying to get across to you, Evan. You're living the dream. You really are. You really
yeah,
are.
Well, like I said, the buffet doesn't suck. We're both very happy. We just feel really grateful. And, you know, we talk all the time about simplifying our life and, you know, we don't really think it's on the horizon. Like, you know, I could picture us a couple of years from now just like, you know, moving somewhere like, you know, Vegas or Miami or just moving somewhere. We like the warm weather, moving somewhere nice and, you know, maybe just opening up a Tara Patrick, you know, gentleman's club or something like that. Like, you know, she's working very hard on her lingerie line, and that's really been her main focus. Like, even with the TV show and the radio show and the adult film company and the fitness video and the writing a book, you know, really the majority of her time has been on this lingerie line. It's called Mistress Couture. You guys can go online and check it out, mistresscouture.com. And it's just a landing at the moment, but there's an online store going up, a retail store. Because, you know, Tara's whole thing is that she's made her money and her career and found her happiness in being a sexy model above all things, you know. And because she models sometimes, she was 13, and, you know, adult film has certainly gotten her well-known and so has nude modeling. But, you know, it's her first love, and she wants to help other women feel sexy. I mean, this is her way of giving something back and having a successful business at the same time. So, you know, she's kind of...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well,
I said she's kind of created this. She kind of created this, you know, really fairly priced lingerie that's like just so awesome. And like if you're gonna buy some lingerie for your chick, whether it's your wife, your girlfriend, or your gumad, you know, you want to certainly check out Mistress Couture because it's just the sexiest stuff. And I mean, if anybody knows, you know, it's Tara.
Yeah, and Tara is definitely a last of one of those superstar adult film stars, like a Jenna Jameson. You're not going to see a person like Jenna Jameson or Tara Patrick anymore after they're, you know, long and done with the biz. I mean, not many girls are going to cross over and do all these other business ventures now coming out of the adult industry. Don't you think so?
I mean, you know, not that I wouldn't want to see somebody else have the success that Tara has. I mean, you know, part of what's a drag about the industry, probably what bothers both my wife and I about the industry is that, you know, the girls get recycled. Most of the girls don't make a lot of money. A lot of the girls come in and they give up a lot. I mean, they give up their pussy. You know what I mean? They're like, okay, I mean, what the whole world is going to see me with, you know, come slide it all over my face. And, you know, I got paid for the day and I don't have any residual income. So you end up with a lot of girls who are 20 or 21 or 22 years old who are, you know, They're done with the industry because the industry, you know, has kind of chewed them up and shot them out.
And there's just Evan, there's just so many girls nowadays. You know, everybody's doing it.
Too many girls. Listen, the industry's become diluted. There's too many girls. There's too many companies. There's too many movies. There's too many websites. It's just too much. It's been diluted. And what a lot of people in the business say, and I'm talking about, you know, big shots in the business, that Tara is the last superstar. That there probably will never be another, you know, another mega star. You know, there'll be lots of popular girls. There'll be lots of hot chicks. And, you know, there'll be lots of great porn. But, you know, Tara has a kind of a factor that no one's ever seen in the business. I mean, you know, you guys mentioned, you know, Jenna Jameson. I mean, Jenna Jameson was a phenomenon that really had a lot to do with timing and Howard Stern and you know, Jenna became really hot because she was famous. Tara Patrick became really famous because she was hot. It's a very different kind of...
Right.
If you look at the history, you know, Tara was on every magazine cover, you know, before she did any films.
Right.
You know, Jenna got on magazine covers after she became famous from Howard Stern and people wanted to, like, you know, see who Howard was talking about. And, you know, it shows you the power of media, for sure. But, you know, I don't see a way for a girl nowadays to make a big splash because, you know, the movie business is kind of dying in a lot of ways. You know, there's so much free porn on the internet, and things have become more about websites and you know, web networks and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, where, like, you know, the movies have become, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, we still make tons of awesome movies and they still sell. And, you know, but more, I mean, do you two guys watch DVDs? Do you watch, what do you guys watch your porn?
No, it's all about the internet.
Yeah.
It's whatever
yeah.
we can get on the internet, whatever we can get really quick. You know what I mean? You log onto a site like
porn.
Yours, you know, it's instantaneous. You know, yeah. you're throwing a couple numbers there and here and there, and you got a scene for yourself to watch.
Now, I think that
no one wants to go to a store nowadays and search out a DVD.
Yeah, it just seems like too much. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I wish it were different because the DVD business is a big part of our income. But, you know, as a consumer, fuck, I can't really less my. I mean, I wouldn't buy a DVD anyway because I make my own. But I can't remember the last time. You know, I was looking for porn as a physical product. You go online, you watch porn, and now that you're watching in an instant gratification kind of manner, there's really no point in watching a whole movie. It's
right.
more like, I just want to see a scene. You're like, okay, I like Tara Patrick. I'm going to go to TaraPatrick.com. There's a great scene of Tara Patrick with Charmaine Starr, or a great scene with Tara Patrick and Tommy Gunn, you know, and you're going to watch what you're going to watch. And a lot of people are trying to poach it for free on the internet. And, hey, man, you know what? The same way they put a lot of bands out of business, a lot of record companies out of business, people watching free porn on the web will put a lot of porn stars and a lot of porn companies out of business. And just don't forget this, that once you know, the quality porn companies can't afford to make quality porn anymore, all you're going to have to watch is crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I think...
So support, if you guys, you know, if your listeners are listening and you like Tara and you like or you like a certain star or a certain company, you know, join their website, support them. It's not expensive, you know what I mean? It's a really, really, I mean, if you join TaraPatrick.com, you get so much. You get like four brand new movies each month to watch, like, at your disposal. And you get the keys. You get the access to her entire content library, and so much of it is exclusive to her site, you know. And, like, if you join Rockstar Pimp, you get a new scene every week. You get a brand new scene every week, and you have access to the whole library, and you get access to so much of the, you know, both sites. You get all the Terravision and all the Iron Cross content. And, you know, if you, when you join TerraSite, you get access to PeterNorth.com and RoccoSofredi.com. And when you join Rockstar Pimp, you get access to about 50 crazy sites from incredible past and incredible dollars. And they've got the most bizarre shit in the world. Midget cum and all kinds of shit.
Right. I'm listening.
Thank goodness.
I don't need midget cum. I don't need that.
Yes, you do. Everybody needs some midget cum in their life.
Say, you don't necessarily need it, but damn it, every now and then you gotta.
Exactly.
Now, that's an interesting point that you made, though, about how nobody's really buying DVDs. Mm-hmm. I kind of think that might change, though, if porn kind of got back to its roots and had, you know, real movies.
I wish it did, you know what, in a way. But, you know, the consensus is this. And, I like I said, I'm kind of making my own case not, in a way. But I've never watched a porn movie. I watched porn scenes to enjoy, you know. Basically, you know, guys watch porn and jack off to. You're not really looking. A lot of women like the stories. A lot of couples like the stories and scenarios. With television, we make movies, but we keep it more scenario than try to get into a deep story. Because really, not that it wouldn't be great to have a story with acting, but it's not a lot of really good actors in porn. So unless you want to watch a bad movie, which I'm not a big fan of bad movies, you know, I kind of watch more vignette-oriented porn.
That's a party,
which is like
though.
Just about...
Then it's not so queer to sit with a bunch of guy friends and watch a porno movie if it's about the, you know, the bad acting and the strange story.
Well, listen, if you're watching porn with your guy friends, you're queer, period.
See, that's what I was telling Rocket earlier, but he was trying to convince me otherwise.
Backpedal. All right, so we got TaraPatrick.com. We got RockstarPimp.com. It's is Tara there? Or is she sleeping?
She is. I'm trying to wake her up to say. I'm get her to say a hi or a goodbye. Can we do one hi before we go? See.
Just have her say. Just have her say. Lunatic Radio sucks.
Tarek, he's going to say Lunatic Radio sucks. I'm trying to get her up here, guys.
I want to ask if she likes muffins.
What's that?
Rock has just one question for
Rock had one question. He has this thing he likes to do. You want to know.
Yeah, why not? She likes muffins. But I don't know. If she's not awake, then obviously I'm just going to hear a bunch of them.
Let's have her just say she's sleeping.
Sure, they want to know if she likes muffins. Guys, I've got a motionless. You know what? She is still breathing.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
She must be listening
you know
to
what?
Our show.
I'll tell you what else. She looks great sleeping. You know what, guys? I'll tell you what. This was my interview. We'll reschedule another day with Tara. I promise I'll get her awake for you next time.
All right. That's good.
I swear she is here. She really is my wife, and she really is sleeping very beautifully right now. I hate to disturb her at this point.
I understand.
Because if I haven't been able to wake her up by telling her that you guys are on the radio and two of her girlfriends are downstairs, she's not going to get up for a few hours. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you this. Muffins, she's not a big muffin fan. She's been known to partake in a blueberry muffin from time to time, but no, she's not a big muffin eater.
Right. Okay. Yeah, well, I don't know. We're not even going to explain that to you.
Next time when we get Tara on, we'll get into it a little bit. It's a fun little thing
it's
we do.
A fun thing.
Obviously, we're not getting much out of her today because she's sleeping, so it doesn't matter.
Evan, you did a great job today. Thank you so much for coming on the radio
man.
Show.
Yeah, much appreciated.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me, and we'll get you on with Tara next time for sure. If you guys want to check out everything that she's got going on besides TaraPatrick.com, you guys can always check out her MySpace.com/TaraPatrick, or you can also go to we have a free site called TaraTrailers.com that kind of has a preview of all our movies. But get on there and check it out, guys. And thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, man. Talk to you later.
There it goes.
Bye. That was Evan Seinfeld, everybody. Married to Tara Patrick, who's sleeping, or maybe nervous, to come on to the radio show.
Come on, I wanted to do that. You were quick to just eject it. I was going to try.
Well, she's sleeping. I wanted to. We had him on for like 25 minutes there, and I don't want to dive into a whole other thing if it's not going
to
happen.
Well, no, I know that, but as soon as I knew she wasn't waking up to do that little lunatic radio thing, I said, let me just throw it out there to at least try to maybe something. Maybe it'll be so crazy that she might wake up.
Yeah.
But as soon as I knew she wasn't saying lunaticradio.com sucks.
Well, if you didn't catch what Evan said.
Replay this later?
For all the plugs. There are a lot of them. TaraPatrick.com, RockstarPimp.com.
Go
on there.
Isn't it?
Go on the RockstarPimp.com because that is, I mean, obviously, if you're a fan of Tara Patrick, go to TaraPatrick.com, all right? But if you want to see some crazy shit, go to RockstarPimp.com.
Hey, he's
it actually is an entertaining guy.
Yeah, and he's actually listened to the show.
Yeah, he's.
He didn't. He went to the website.
Yeah, but still.
But he got it right, so I got to give him kudos. He knew our website. Because most people don't for some reason.
I just wanted her to say lunaticradio.com sucks. That's all.
No,
I
know. Believe me, I understand that 100%, but she clearly wasn't.
Guarantee she's not a fan of the show.
But you know what? But Kieran, let's look at the positive here. We're probably going to get her back, and we'll get an interview with her alone. Well, maybe Evan might be there, but whatever. She'll call back, and she'll be all apologetic, and we'll be able to ask her about muffins, and she'll do drops. It'll be great.
How fucking weird is that? Like, blah, 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 rock star, blah, 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 porn. She does porn. I do porn, blah, blah. And she was making breakfast, and my son was here. And I'm like, what?
I know. It's a surreal life. It's a surreal life that they live.
This guy's a rock star going to fucking Europe. He's got a hot. I don't understand how this guy doesn't think that he has an amazing life.
He's just being humble.
Yeah, I mean, but you gotta just.
That humility thing.
Yeah, I do. I wake up every morning and I'm fucking smiling, man. I'm fucking smiling because my wife is hot as balls. I gotta go on tour to see some groupies to bang and do my website thing where I'm putting it to some other chick. Oh God,
it's tough. How do you reckon?
If you
want
to show your ball
life.
Bag around, it's good for you.
It's good for you.
It's a great life.
Well, I don't know. We'll get Tara down the road.
Some said Evan have some, and he took advantage. What?
Yes. That's good,
Josh. It's called boring radio.
That's a great line.
All right, here we go. Taking a break. Coming back. Regroup.
I am Lunatic Radio. This is...
Up in the morning, the same every day. Stryker here.
He's the most dangerous and brilliant criminal mind I've ever known.
You've stopped masturbating just long enough to listen to lunaticradio.com.
Sure, I masturbate. Yeah, I jerk off. Damn straight. I yank it, rub it, pull it, and stroke it.
Nice to know you've met your goal for the day, huh?
Something's wrong with you.
Lunaticradio.com.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
LunaticRadio.com show. Yes, have some corn, everybody.
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Word up, everybody. Kier Rock, Josh Gogan. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5556. Just had Evan Seinfeld on, married to Tara Patrick. They have an interesting life. He's a rock star. An adult film star. She's an adult film star turned mainstream everything. Yeah. And, well, he came on the show, and I'm sitting there interviewing and trying to figure out what to talk about and where I can go with the interview. And the listeners have their own little show in the chat room as I do the interview. Josh and I do the interview, and Rock does the interview. The listeners have their own little feedback that they send in and all that good stuff. And, well, Rock's going to go through some of the feedback now that was sent in during the Evan Stone, Evan Seinfeld interview.
Let's
see. You also call it the Stone household at one point.
The Stone?
Yeah.
And I said Patrick household.
Yeah, you did, Patrick.
Yeah, I said Patrick household because she's like the one that really
she's the breadwinner.
Runs the ship.
Well, we were getting websites from people.
Yeah.
One of them was hangup.com.
Hangup.com.
How to put people to sleep.com, I saw somewhere.
Evanschmevin.com. Evanschmevin.com.
Yeah. Do they call them African Americans across the pond? No, that's not. I don't know what that is. I can't, because it keeps on bouncing around. Let me see if I could. Give me a second. I want to see if I could copy this.
Some of the feedback Rock was telling me during the break was not too happy. People were not too happy with Evan Stone.
Okay, here we go.
Evan Seinfeld. I gotta remember his name.
Careful guy.
Who's Evan Stone? He's that other porn star guy, right?
No idea.
Yeah. They do have a lot going on, and he really every time I wanted to do a bit there because I noticed something going on during the interview where we would just ask a question and somehow it would be turned into a plug for something Tara or he was doing.
Another website was www.zzz.com. How did Stephen Hawking get booked? Question for Evan: do you think you're a talented porn star?
Oh, wait, there's one. Let me read this one. This is from Emo Tony in Hamilton, New Jersey. www.evanhasacareer.com.
That's a hell of a long website.
That's a long URL, but I don't think that's the case. Evan's doing what he needs to do. He's getting out there. He's living the life. How can he knock a guy like that?
Jenny keeps on asking.
Maybe he does have a little porn career because of he's married to Tara, and he probably will say, yeah, I furthered my adult film career because I'm married to Tara. But I can't knock a guy like that, even if that guy, I mean, luckily he's humble. He could be like a Kanye West. You know, he's got such a interesting, and he really is living in the pleasure machine. He's living in the pleasure machine. He's doing everything people wanted to do when they were younger. He's banging hot chicks. He's married to a super hot chick. And he's a rock star.
Yeah, you can't really...
It's the pleasure machine.
You can't imagine that.
85% of the guys on this world, if there was a pleasure machine, and when you sat into the pleasure machine and locked yourself in, and you had to dial into what you wanted to be or want the pleasure machine to do for you, you'd pretty much type in what this guy's life is like now.
Exactly. Actually, it was at one point he mentioned about a low-key evening, and someone's like, hot tubs with porn stars is low-key. Exactly. I like how hot tubs with porn stars are low-key. Let's see. Someone wants us to hang up.
Boom goes the phone call.
Boom goes the phone call.
Let's see.
Oh, people will pay attention because I can tell Incubus touchdown.
Incubus, yeah.
Incubus touchdown Packers.
Yeah, he was paying attention. Pat Kev porn star. Suffocate Terra in Terra's box.
But what we also wanted to do, Tara Patrick was sleeping. We wanted to have the whole muffin discussion with her and see if Rock would be condescending to Tara Patrick by asking the muffin question, which I was a little nervous about.
Quote, any interest in becoming interesting, end quote. Is this interview just Rock using a speak and spell? Oh my God.
Go away, Baton.
Yeah.
Next week, Gary Glitter? Question mark. Question: can you move to Mars?
www.howtoputsomeonetosleep.com. A lot of URLs coming in during the Evan Seinfeld. Evan blows on radio.com.
You three are still
you
awake,
guys.
Hackney fell asleep.
The way that Lee types in, this guy's making me space out and drool. These are reading feedbacks during the Evan Seinfeld interview. I thought he did great.
Question, why are we talking to you? Put Tara on, dummy.
Oh, God.
Human Sadnex. Oh, no.
Guys, if you hang up on him, he'll think he's still on. I don't know. I don't understand that.
Why does he think we care about him? Can we just talk to Tara now?
Can you go away?
Play him off like they do on the Emmys? Like, have the music going. Is it a break time?
Cue the Jeopardy music.
Mr. Joey Talker.
Exactly why do we think we care about him? Oh, why does he think we care about him? God, you guys are horrible.
Yeah.
Remember the Haley Young interview when they just hung up on her?
Is Anna Nicole still dead? These are all the feedbacks coming in.
Ask him how to boil an egg. He'd probably spin it to a Tara thing.
Well, Tara's got a DVD coming out on egg boiling.
Ask him how politics really get him going.
Who's Tara voting for?
Ask him about the credit crunch. Tara Patrick became famous because she's hot. That is so deep. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Next call, Helen Keller. Quick, you know, not like this call. Oh, God.
They should just set the phone down. So you invented your genre of porn.
God.
You guys are horrible. I thought he did great.
Oh, God.
We should have read some of this feedback to him.
No. No. Oh, that's classic. That's all I got.
Tommy Jesus. Gunn, he's talking about Rocky V now? What is that?
Did he mention Tommy Gunn?
I don't remember Tommy Gunn being mentioned in there.
All right.
I would have picked up on that.
I don't know. It's good, I think.
Yeah, I think he did well.
Hey, listen, he had to plug a lot of stuff. I'm not gonna knock the guy for doing that.
Hey, he filled a requirement for his wife.
Yeah.
There.
Hey, he filled 30 minutes. What do you want?
I hope we get Tara on. I think we'd like to talk to Tara and see how she's doing.
All right, well, hopefully, I mean, we got all the plugs out of the way now. Maybe we can just talk to her.
She's going to start going to their website. No, we already talked to Evan. You don't have to.
I don't want to have to get her on the phone, and she can run through all the plugs she's doing, because you can fill up a half hour just doing the plugs.
Actually, what would be awesome is if we did talk to her, and all she did was plug him.
Yeah, Evan.
Evan's going to be doing this, and Evan's going to be doing that.
Evan's my husband. Plug.
So she kind of likes blueberry muffins. That's a step in the right direction.
By the way, anybody check out the new Britney Spears video?
By the way!
Apparently.
She's stuttering. letters now. That's weird.
I tell you what, the Britney Spears has done it again, everybody. She has done it again.
You gonna go there?
She's done it again.
You gonna do a post headline?
She has.
Oops, Britney did it again.
Well, she made a new video, and now we're all paying attention again because she's in a sauna naked. I thought I was done with Britney. Like, I thought I was done. Yesterday's news, I will never pay attention to this fucking broad again. But no, she gets into shape. She makes a music video of a song that I'll never listen to, granted. I'll never listen to this song other than now to play it on a bit during the show. But fucking Britney, naked in a sauna during a music video, I'm sitting there watching the fucking thing.
Dude, it could have been anybody. A chick's naked. You're like, you know what? I'm a fan.
I don't think
I'm a supporter of this.
I'm going to say I don't really think it's her. Like, I don't think it's her body.
Oh, stop.
No, that's her. How do they do
relax,
that?
Josh Gogan.
How do they do that?
Relax, Josh Gogan.
Have you seen the movie effects they could do
He's
now?
He's doing a conspiracy theory on the Britney Spears new video.
Right. And in 3 weeks when the Inquirer breaks the story that it wasn't her, you're going to go, ah, damn,
this
Josh
is going
right.
to be on debunked.com.
Yeah. Snopes.
But she's smart. This girl's smart because she knows how to keep us idiots fucking paying attention. Whether it's half-assly paying attention, half-assly paying attention,
half-assly.
Or fully paying attention, or paying attention at some capacity. I'm paying attention to Britney Spears in some capacity.
She's got good people.
You just like because she's naked. That's it. It's alternative porn for you. It's like softcore. Skinamax. That's all you care about. That's why you're subscribing to her newsletter. Because she's a little naked. She's a little nakedness. Can she get more words in this song other than womanizer? Can she try it?
There's no need anymore. This is music now.
The chorus is the word womanizer.
Britney opened up the dictionary and just pointed at a word. Apparently it was womanizer, and now she made a song about it.
Yeah,
I learned a new word.
Are whores allowed to bitch about people being womanizers?
True that.
But
people like the messed up Britney much better? No, I like the hot, fucking toned Britney who likes to fucking tease shit.
Now, I brought this up earlier to Kieran that...
Confident eyes. Karen just did the confident eyes into the microphone, like, take that and smoke it.
debate me on that statement.
Let's see if you agree with me, Rock. I think that,
I disagree.
All right, then we're done. Right. I think that Britney is hot because let's say you ran into Britney Spears in a bar.
Okay.
Part of you thinks, you know what? I got a shot with this bitch. Like, everything
Wait,
she's
you know,
done...
You know it's Britney Spears. It's not just random chick.
Right.
You're like, you have a chance because...
Here's it. Like Angelina Jolie or Scarlett Johansson, those chicks are way out of the league of any guy, pretty much.
I disagree. I think I have a chance at Angelina.
You do, but...
No, I think Josh is right on this.
But for some reason... Well, not for some reason, because she's fucking crazy. Britney Spears is that, I got a shot. Just being a regular dude... Because obviously...
Because she's so deranged?
Because she's deranged. You seen the guy she hangs out, that fucking goofy photographer dude?
Right, I got you. I understand. I get that.
She's, you know, she's attainable.
Let's get her on the show.
So you're saying that Britney is gaining everybody's attention now.
Yeah, she didn't go out.
She's one of them superstars who has... There's a percentage there that she could be attainable.
Yeah.
Because she banged guys like Kevin Federline.
Yeah, a backup
dancer. She gave
dancer.
Some fucking... some photog guy, the paparazzo. She banged like a paparazzo.
Yeah.
So, like, she bangs just regular dude she finds on the street.
Yeah.
She's a little sex kitten. That's why we pay attention to Britney. Now, if you get fucking... Angelina Jolie on the other hand...
Yeah, she's A-listers all the way.
She can't... No regular schmo, no Joey Plummer.
Once you...
Joey Nobody is not going to be tapping that edge.
Yeah, once you fall out of the spotlight, you are gone and your name is getting lasered off her arm. You are, you know, it's a completely...
Mm-hmm.
Sarcastic Rick, as you quoted, Josh, I try to fuck the mentally unstable.
You don't try, you just do it.
Hey, Kay, just want to let you know that I'm watching that documentary you talked about within the last year or more than a few months ago, Cocaine Cowboys, about the drug game in Miami in the late 70s, early 80s. Mm. Great documentary. Definitely a good watch. Thanks for the suggestion. I love this shit. It's the only history I care about. Lawler skates later. Oh. Emo Tony from Hamilton, New Jersey. Yeah, Cocaine Cowboys. They still run that motherfucker. I swear to God, people have been picking up on that documentary, Cocaine Cowboys, and talking about it on radio or on TV or on the internet. People love that fucking documentary.
Guess it's a good show.
And they run the shit out of it now on, I think it's Showtime they run it on. They run the shit. Man, if you haven't seen that yet, go fucking watch that documentary, Cocaine Cowboys. It is fucking entertaining from first shot to last shot. You're a fucking entertained. It's great. And Miami was a fucking zoo back in the late 70s and early 80s, man. What a fucking zoo. Great. I mean, the godmother, they call her. The one of the big fucking cocaine dealers down there, or whoever the fuck it is, she was responsible for over 200 murders.
Wow. Jesus.
Fucking crazy.
Get on her, Josh.
Crazy shit. And she went, I got, at the end of the documentary, it says like she went back to Colombia and her whereabouts are now unknown because she's probably fucking dead.
Hey, one last thing on Evan Seinfeld and Tara Patrick. I was just thinking about. Mm. Are they stealing Rory and Lauren's bit, doing a radio show together?
I don't think so.
No, because they're doing it on a,
yeah, legitimate,
on a station. Should have asked him if he knew anybody. You got a hookup over there?
Do you think
there?
He really went to our website?
Probably.
Yeah?
I would think if I had some time. And I'm like in his shoes, and I got to do an internet radio show. I'm gonna go check it out
just to make sure it's
legit. I'm gonna Google this fucking
thing. To make sure. It's...
Yeah, just to see if it fucking exists. I think he went onto our website just to see if it exists.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lauren just jumped in. Do they hate each other? Because that's our bit.
No, they love each other.
Yeah, and they have lots of sex. So Clearly, it's not Rory and Lauren.
I kind of wish.
According to Rory.
You know, it'd be a great thing, Lauren Karff, if you guys were a little bit more like Evan Seinfeld and Tara Patrick.
Why?
Because this way, we'd be able to see Lauren do freaky stuff.
Good point.
On the internet.
You know what? I like where your head's at, Kieran.
So, if you and Rory could, I mean, Rory can go off and do his own thing. We don't have to watch.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'd be good for us.
Rory could go stick his dick on other guys.
Yeah. Rory can have...
put it on the forehead.
Here are my balls.com. And,
you don't need to be freaky, Lauren. You just got to get naked. That's all.
Yeah, that's all we want.
You know. You know, I got an email from Rory. And now I'm going to get an email for this. Why do you call Lauren all the time? And I wrote back, relax. It was 3 times.
3 is 3, though.
Three is... What does that mean?
Three is a pattern.
Three is a pattern.
Yeah, once is a coincidence. No, wait. Once
is Rory thinking? Is Rory getting jealous?
If I swear on all things holy, it was 3 phone calls. And the last one, I left a voicemail. And
yeah, but
Jimmy,
how long
Jimmy
were these phone
back.
Calls?
The last one was a voicemail. So it wasn't, if you won't even consider that.
But I mean, are you like these meandering voicemails?
No, I just told her about the about a date coming up that we still have to eventually, not yet, but it's a date about something that we're doing. So
Rory... Yeah. Husband of Lauren Karff.
Yeah, I think I could call that email.
Jealous of Rocket, the CEO, on lunaticradio.com because you called her 3 times.
3.
To talk about what, Rock? May we know?
Well, the first time we were just bullshitting.
Second time,
that's
phone
where
sex.
You went. That's where you went wrong.
Was it? She was home, alone, bored. She needed some sort of manly interaction.
Uh-oh.
What? Talk about timing.
Is this Mel Karmazin? Mel, help me out.
He sent you an email?
Yeah, I'm calling it up right now, Lauren.
Oh, no. Now are we doing show prep for you guys?
No, I can't believe he sent you an email.
Why can't you? Well, I know, it's really... I mean, because honestly, 3 times is all... And the last time, which...
I know, why can't we be friends?
He's got a serious issue.
So, Lauren...
I know, he's so controlling.
Let me ask you, are you ever going to have a porn career?
I'm going to if Rory doesn't stop being so controlling.
Oh, nice. All right, this is going to be great.
Right on this web camera of yours, on that table.
So he asked me about some spots, like I fucking have commercials, like at, like just at, you know, ready to give him. But then his second question is, why do you call Lauren every day and never me? And I said, oh, relax. I said, and but you know, you love the way he puts it to try to make it not seem like it's a jealousy issue, but it clearly is. He tried to put a little spin on it, like, why don't you call me, but you call her? Meanwhile, he just really is just like, why are you calling her, period? So I just wrote back, oh, relax, three times is not every day.
Rock, you should have wrote back this.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
Just write that.
I can't believe he wrote you an email.
Yep.
I was like, you know, that one time, like after the chat room, remember I said, oh, I talked to Rocket or whatever because he said he was mad at me and whatever. He's like, why did you call him? I'm like, because he said he was mad at me and I don't understand what I did or whatever. And then he's like, you know, they like you better than me. Wah, wah, wah. And I was like, whatever. I'm like, they're my friends too. And he gets all upset about it. And then I told him the other day that you called and said you changed bar night. And I'm like, you know, I should go to bar night. He's like, why can't we both go? And I go, well, they didn't invite you. And he got real upset. And he's like, well, you shouldn't go by yourself.
Rory's definitely invited to bar night.
Wait a minute, he is?
No, it's Lauren's decision on whether or not she wants to bring the old sack of potatoes.
I thought I was the only one that was invited.
Well, according to me, Lauren, I just thought you were the only one.
Yeah, but you got the invite with the option to bring a date.
Yeah, like
right.
On the front of the invitation, it says, Lauren, come to bar night in real big letters.
And optional guest.
On the back, in small little letters, it says, yeah, you can bring Rory too if you want.
Well, I told him he was invited. He got really jealous. And then he's like, why are you calling Rock? I'm like, look, he's my friend. What's the big deal if I call Rocket once in a while? What's the big deal if we talk?
Yeah, he's making it like we talk every day, and we don't.
We don't. And then I was like, you know, we were just laughing. He wasn't there the other night, and I go, oh, Rock and I were laughing about blah, 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 whatever, about our show.
Right.
And he's like, you were talking to him about whatever. I can't believe he sent you that email.
Yeah.
I'm going to confront him about it.
Now, I have to read you a question from Sarcastic Prick in the chat room. Now,
Prick's being really mean to me tonight in the chat room, by the way.
Now, he writes...
Don't be like Jenny.
He writes about your husband. Huh. Do you think Rory is less useless than Evan Seinfeld? Now, I'm a big fan of Evan Seinfeld. I think he's very talented man. But is Rory less useless?
Probably right now. Hold on, Rory?
More useless, right?
Can you come here?
Oh, she's got Rory right there.
Rory's right there.
Shh,
oh, now he can confront him.
Can you come here?
I'm not confronting anybody. Rocket, she's
did you send Rocket an email saying why you talk to Lauren every day?
Fight.
Shh. Oh, I said, are you talking to me now?
Yeah, they like we're on there, and then Rocket's reading some email from you, and he said that you like confronted him about calling me on the phone.
I haven't.
He's lying. The email says, how come you call Lauren every day and never call me?
Why are you jealous of my friendship with Rocket?
I'm not jealous. I also called to ask him about...
No, get back to the topic. Why can't Rocket and I be friends? Why didn't you tell me about that? That's being secretive.
It's not being secretive. It was a very off-the-cuff email.
Rocket.
Off-the-cuff, please.
Don't you think that's weird?
Come on, yeah. Why do you call Lauren every... I spoke three calls, and the last one was a voicemail. It went straight to voicemail. Does he check your phone?
He checks my emails.
Oh, see, well, I mean, we don't really email each other, but the
he doesn't email my check my Gmail. I changed it because now he doesn't know that he was checking my Yahoo, so I had to change to Gmail. He's getting mad at me.
Lauren, why is your husband stalking you?
I don't know. They want to know why you're stalking.
There's a trust issue.
Okay, he says he's not checking my emails. He's getting mad at me. But he did send you an email about calling me.
Absolutely. I have.
Is Rory dropping a deuce right now?
I said
he's
joking.
How are you joking? No, you don't joke about that because I don't talk to her every day.
I know. That's why I had to call in when you read that. I was surprised that he wrote that.
Now, what is going on? Is there a little friction between Rory and Rocket now?
I think so because, you know, I thought that I was the only one invited to bar night. The last time I talked to you guys, you said that I was invited, and he wasn't.
Oh, can I read the last email, Lauren, in our whole chain? Because, you know, he was the first question was about the breaks and whatever, and I told him, I honestly have no idea what you're talking about. Talk to Kieran. I was being very polite and to the point because I don't deal with spots. And, Kieran, you could agree with me. I don't do anything with the spots. Right, Kieran? I don't do anything with the spots. You handle all the spots.
I handle all the spots,
right.
Yes.
So I said, I honestly have no idea what you're talking about. Ask Kieran. He preps the breaks. You know, he writes back to me, Lauren. What? F you. By the way, Costa said for you guys to go fuck yourselves when I asked him to do the
To ask him to do the
Kevin Costner?
The reeds. Yes.
Kevin Costner told us to go go up a tree in stew.
No, he said go fuck ourselves.
Oh.
He's very angry, Lauren. He's very angry with us. It's uncalled for.
Lori just stomped out of the room and because Cooper mommy doesn't love you.
Nice.
Nice.
Well, I like that. I'm going to have to use that one.
Well, tell Coop that he has a new daddy coming to town.
He is. I can't believe he snuck behind my back. So what's the last email?
Well, no, he ended with, he
love your
there's
cock.
An issue, and he's like, F you. And by the way, Kazu said to go fuck yourself. He got very angry with me for no reason whatsoever. He thinks I'm just, like, picking a fight with him. He thinks I'm, like, just, like, screwing. And even, like, before, because I spoke to Rory this afternoon. And I had a
Yeah, I was there. I was at the grocery store.
Yeah, and even the way he said, he's like, yo, you want to say anything to Lauren? Or, like, or no, he's like, oh, Lauren says hi. Like, you know, he's trying to, like.
Yeah, he wouldn't let me talk to you.
Ridiculous.
And then I was like, did he call you? And he's like, he called me.
Actually, he called me.
Oh, see? He's trying to get us jealous. Okay, call me every day at, like, 8 o'clock right in front of there.
Wow. Yeah, you should call and ask Rory, like, try to get Rory on the phone and go, hey, Rory, can I talk to Lauren?
That's the angle to work.
No, you get on the phone. If Rory picks up the phone and says, hey, it's Rory, you say, hey, Rory, put on your hot wife. That's what you say, Rory.
I can't believe you sent me that email.
Yeah, and I'm dead serious. I mean, I could forward you the email.
No, I believe you. He's mad at me now because I called in and asked about it. Now we're going to have a giant fight before our show, and there's going to be all this tension. And we were getting along really well this weekend.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause an issue, but it kind of ticked me off a little bit because it's pointless, childish drama that he's doing for
I
a
know.
Couple fucking phone calls.
I know. I can't. Okay. Very, very interesting. We're going to have this giant fight now. We have, 2 hours to get over this fight? Great.
Sorry to
he's
do
like
that,
dude. Stomping all around. No, he's lifting weights. He's so angry. He's lifting weights. The weights are clinking.
Ah!
I need a phone call later. Oh,
he's
God.
Lifting weights in the basement with a picture of Rocket, and he's spitting on it. He's playing. He's playing LL Cool J's "Mama Said Knock You Out" in the basement. As he's curling cinder
blocks.
I'm not
even making this up. I'm not even making it up.
Your husband is mentally deranged.
I know. Help. He's jealous. Oh, well. I'll let you guys get back to your show. I just had to clarify that.
Willie Hyde High School called and they want their drama back.
Exactly.
It's like we're on 90210. Oh, hold on.
Oh, great.
Put him on the phone. We want to talk to him.
Yeah, great.
What are you pricks doing?
Listen to this guy.
You're a jealous husband, according to Lauren.
You know what? You guys said that us doing the radio show would hurt our marriage. It's not. You guys are ruining our marriage. Our marriage is going to end because of you.
Who says
I got
that?
A good thing going here. What are you trying to do?
Rory, Rock, do you have anything to say to Rory?
I don't need to say anything to him because I did absolutely nothing wrong.
I didn't say you did anything wrong.
Please.
Why'd you send an email, Rory?
Yeah, why'd you send that email saying I call Lauren to every day or whatever and I'll call you?
It was a very innocent email. I didn't know, like, this was the FBI where every email is saved and examined with a with a fine-tooth comb. I mean, all right.
I don't know, Rock.
Forget it.
I think I'm on the side of Rory now.
Yeah.
Really?
He's explaining.
Yeah,
it
was a very harmless email being sent. What are you guilty of? What do you have to hide?
I have nothing to hide.
Did I touch upon something?
See, I've used this tactic before. You flip it on him. That's very good.
It doesn't matter. At the end of it all, he writes F you. That's his last email. Like, why does he have to get so angry for? I was trying to be very nice and polite. Obviously, someone's has a little bit of an anger issue. And it's not.
Yeah, I wrote F you because he wouldn't give me any commercial spots.
Because I said in the emails I didn't have any. And I said talk to Kieran. And obviously, you don't like talking to Kieran.
I don't talk much.
Except on when there's a mic in front of you.
No. I like Kieran just fine.
Thanks, Rory.
Yeah.
Since Brock's the problem, then. It all comes down to Rock.
Hey, Rory, tell Coop I'll take him to baseball practice next Tuesday.
Right? See,
that's fine.
That,
you
Rory.
Can have her now.
See,
I don't,
man, I don't do that stuff. I never make those jokes. But yeah, you come down on me like I'm the bad guy.
He knows I'm joshing. I have no fucking chance.
That's confusing.
What?
I have no chance.
Who's coming down on you?
Who's coming down on you, Rock? Who's coming down on you?
Lauren? Is that who? Is that why you feel so guilty?
Oh.
It's all right, Rory. Yeah. We love you. You're a good guy.
For Kieran, it's all about all on the show. Rocket likes to take it off the show.
What is this?
No, he did.
Where is he going with this? Oh, no.
You can't.
You and your mutton chops are very smooth. You play the nice guy oh so well.
A couple phone calls.
Care to elaborate on that one? Do you have any evidence of Rocket
so angry
doing
at me.
Things off the air with Lauren?
I don't know. I'll need to start spying on Lauren a little more.
Trust issue.
So are you? No, Rock, this is our master plan. Yeah. Oh, he spies on her. She gets pissed. Divorce.
High five. We win.
Yeah, and I'm not looking through Lauren's email. Lauren was never checking her Unholy Matrimony account. So it went on one day, and she had like 15 emails.
Rory,
so
suggestion.
Said, hey, you better check your email.
Suggestion, go to her panty drawer and start sniffing.
What?
What did Rocket's balls smell like, Kieran? You would know. Tell me.
Touche, my friend, touche.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah. Rory, how was California?
It was good.
Did Kevin Costner really say fuck ourselves?
No. All right. I didn't bring it up. Mm. I didn't want to ruin a good thing.
So how many liars did you do for the Unholy Matrimony show?
not even a one. But I did bring up Lunatic Radio, and he's like, yeah, Lunatic Radio, isn't that with that gay guy Kieran?
Why you got a hammer on me? Rock is the one.
Sorry. I meant with the guy with the gross mutton chops.
There you go. That'll wait.
Did Lauren tell you about the recurring segment we're having on our show where it's all ex-boyfriends of her that have banged her are calling in?
Well, I guess Rocket is on the tabs for today.
Well, he's not an ex. He's a current.
How are you able to do that?
Yeah, how? How do you
Facebook.
Deal with that?
Right. Facebook.
No. I mean, how do you... Like, I don't want to know anything. Like... How do you?
I'll do anything for the show. I would probably let Lauren get raped in front of me if it meant people would listen. So.
Sign me up.
All right, Kieran, there's your end.
Yeah, I really wanted to come on the show, and I really had no angle.
Right.
Now I have one.
This is your angle.
Good angle.
Hey, Lauren, pay attention to Cooper. I mean, he's just gnawing at you for attention.
What do you want to do, buddy? All right,
Rory. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on.
So you met the great Kevin Costner, though. How was he? He's a nice guy?
He's a really cool guy. Yeah. Very, very, very cool guy.
Did he smell washed up?
Oh, you son of a bitch. Well, let me tell you, his house smelled like $10 million.
Wow.
So if that's washed up, wash me up.
Wow. His house smelled... All right, there you go.
Damn.
Yeah, he had a nice
You went to
pad.
His house? What'd you go to his house for?
Sarcastic prick checking in. Evan, Rory, Kevin Costner, the useless trifecta. That's not nice.
Did you guys have him on the show, Evan, and his wife? Did it work out?
Well, Tara was sleeping. And Evan,
she was what?
Tara Patrick was sleeping.
Oh, my God.
It's not surprising, like Rory. We're internet radio. It's not that surprising.
You know those porn stars.
Yeah. Don't be surprised.
I do.
They just, sleep all the time.
Don't worry, Rory. You can have him on next week.
I said, well, dude, we have Josh on him now almost every other week. So.
Josh is very good on your show.
Yeah, I like him a lot on our show. He seems much more open.
Everybody's getting beat down on the show today.
And I don't like the fact that Josh has a sign that says Rock loves cock. Can we get rid of that, please? Why?
Oh, I meant to put Coke. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was...
Oh, all right.
Jesus. Coke?
All right, Rory. What's on the show tonight, quickly, for the people?
We got my mom. She's going to be calling in. And we got some... We have a new segment, like Blast from the Past, where different people from our past call in. I got this chick calling in that knew me in high school. And we're also playing, Lauren and I, are the newlywed game on the show.
Cool.
Yeah, so we got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff.
Tune in tonight, live Sundays.
Interesting stuff. Unholy Matrimony Show live on Channel 200 right after this radio program. Everybody.
Right.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Yeah. Eastern.
Eastern.
Yeah, we are doing a pre-show at 8:55.
Whoa. So.
Wow.
Pre-shows.
Fuck, that's huge. All right, Rory, have fun, man.
Yeah.
Stop fucking emailing my wife, all right, dude? I'm going to hunt you down and kill you.
Yeah, whatever. I'll call
See you guys later.
Listen to that. Anger.
Did he hang up already?
Yeah, I got
yeah he was.
Wow. Rock, you got some things over there.
Please. Hey, come on. You know how he gets, even with you. He leaves those ridiculous voicemails.
Yeah, he does.
So come on. Let's.
That's Rory, though.
You know, I know you're just kind of like, you know, egging it on for the radio show, but the reality is he's a little scary.
A little scary?
He's like a little ball of dynamite. You don't want to mess too hard with it.
I'm not messing with anything. That's the thing. That is the thing of it all. I'm not messing with anything.
He's passionate. He's passionate about his radio show. The wife.
But not his wife.
Look at Rock hammering the point home.
Rory seems to... Rory is a guy...
Sarcastic prick chiming in. This is not nice.
I am not on board with this.
Yeah. We're not on board with this
but it should be
name
said.
Of the radio show, but it's very funny, and we'll read it. The Unholy Who Gives a Shit Show. That is a very funny, funny line.
Oh.
If it wasn't so mean-spirited.
I'll say one thing about Rory. He has a very good ability to verbally just push your buttons.
Stop trying to get on his side, Josh. You're in this fucking boat too.
I'm not on anybody's side.
Don't be a fucking pussy. No, you're on this side. You're on our side,
bitch. This is not necessarily a positive.
You're in here. You're in it. You're in it to win it.
Like, I'm less. I would be
you
less.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
I would be less scared of Rory physically, but he's got. He knows, like, just how to tear you down. He could make you cry if he wanted to. He'll.
Why
you
been there?
Apart.
Have you been there?
No, I've seen it though.
Weird.
I've
sorry, this motherfucker got nothing on me.
It was at an open mic one night. Rory was hosting, and some guy goes up, and he didn't do too well. And Rory just goes up and decimates the guy. And I thought they were gonna fight. And the guy goes out and leaves, and one of the other comics had to go out and apologize to the guy for Rory.
Wow.
I'm sorry, man. He was just joking. And I was like, God.
So you're saying that Rory doesn't have the shut off?
No, I think he has a shut off, but I think that, you know,
it's, he likes to push the.
He's got good ammunition.
He enjoys doing it.
He's
so
got pretty powerful ammunition.
Yeah. Heidi is calling for radio war.
Well,
now Rock, you
yeah, but you can win this one by booting him off.
I know. I have all the passwords. And all
right.
That shit.
Click. Not much of a war. The artisan.
I did nothing but help it. I helped him create his webs. I was just helpful. I love Rory. And I talked to Lauren for a couple phone calls and immediately gets on my case.
All you want to do is hit on his wife. You know,
I wasn't even hitting. It wasn't even hitting.
I'm just saying, even if you were, if that's what you were after,
no,
then you should
not.
Be okay with that.
I have no intention.
Right? Isn't that what you're saying?
We are buddies.
As much as you've done for him.
Lauren and I are buddies. Buddies.
Yes, we'll have a radio war, but the Unholy Matrimony Show has to be skins. We'll be shirts. Get it? Shirt skins.
I got it.
Whack, whack.
No.
Hold on.
Yeah, thank you.
Ew, ew. Ow, ow, ow! Thank you. Whew. Radio talent on loan from,
a Rock. Definitely check out their show. They're good. They have excellent chemistry.
Radio talent on loan from unemployment.
Wow.
Wait, hold on.
Fuck, that hurts.
Jaja Jingles Original.
Wait a minute. That was
pushing buttons now.
Taking a break. Coming back. LunaticRadio.com show. Kicking ass and taking names right after this.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
Hi, this is Ray. Join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, live every Tuesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, right here on New Broadcast Sports Channel 100. And don't forget, check out the website, thesportsbuffet.com, and you can check out all our podcasts at tpsradio.net.
And now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
LunaticRadio.com show. Kia Rock, Josh Gogan. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Phone call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666.
Yeah. Josh Gogan is here. He's on LunaticRadio.com. He's with this team. This team. Whatever happens to Kieran and I, he's part of it. Yes. Remember that.
Something happened?
Our side.
Yeah, we showed, Rock and I, showed Rock, Josh, how dedicated we are to having Josh on the radio show, and last night would have been an example of it. Right?
What?
The thing we were doing last night. Working on the show.
Demo reel stuff.
Yeah.
I was you keeping me up till 2 in the mornings, how you show me?
We kept Josh up till 3:30 in the morning doing show stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually... It was weird going through the shows too.
Yeah, we're doing some things behind the scene with the show and taking our shots and we're taking our shots. I'm just not gonna go into it.
Okay.
But you know, we had to go back through all the old shows and stuff, and it's odd. We actually went through I don't know how many shows last night, and listening back to crap we did years ago. And it's fucking odd where to listen to it. It is. I don't know how to explain it. Isn't it weird?
Listen to yourself. Sure, I could get. It's a little weird. Sure.
And where we were at, you know, it's going back like a year ago. I was all mad at everything. And
yeah.
At every point every show we popped in, Rock's making some ridiculous point. Oh my. Fun. Hold on. Everybody just got quiet. Rock,
all kinds
mad?
Of rant.
No, I'm fine.
Garbage.
I'm just trying to understand what you're getting kind of deep, and I'm not really following. You're trying to put words together, and Kieran's growing up.
Playing Scrabble with my words.
Just throw the letters on the board and hope make words.
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying to get Jenny to call back in.
Yeah.
What is this?
Tara and Evan Seinfeld.
They sent music to their show?
Yeah, like skips, I guess. Yeah. yeah. So, what do we want to do? Drunk calls?
Sure. Why don't we do some drunk calls? That's about right time.
The drunk calls, and we'll wrap up the show. All right. Here we go. Drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners go out and get hammered. Instead of calling their boyfriends, girlfriends, moms, and dads, husbands, or wives, they call us with their drunken ramblings.
They do!
First one comes from a man named Just Jim from Ohio.
Hey!
Yo, Lunatic Radio. Just Jim checking in. Doing some work on a Sunday afternoon. That's right. Calling in because you guys were talking about the VP debate on the last show. And talking about the little bars and everything down at the bottom, which is kind of weird. And, yeah, I don't give a fuck about that either. But you guys said something about Ohio. And why does everyone give a fuck what Ohio's doing? It's because Ohio has the most electoral votes of any state. It's a fact. And no president has won without winning Ohio as well. So stick that on your plate and smoke it.
Damn right.
And I was wondering when the North Dakota bag of dicks are going to start their season as a no-dack. I'm looking forward to that. So
you ain't my bitch, nigga.
Go away, Baton.
That's what Obama has to say about Ohio.
All right, just Jim's wrong on that.
Yeah.
Ohio doesn't have the most electoral votes.
No. It's a swing state.
It's a swing state, yes.
But
and nobody, what is something like, no one has won the presidency without winning Ohio or some shit?
I'm not exactly sure about
that. It's seventh on the list. We looked it up before the show, right?
Yeah.
As far as number of elected.
Yeah, number one is California with 55. Mm-hmm. Texas with 34. Mm-hmm. New York with 31. Mm-hmm. And all the way down at number seven with 20 is Ohio. So that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a thing that most people don't know, people in North Dakota cannot vote.
The inability to, or they're just not allowed
they
to?
They don't know how. They just like, ah!
They're giving like scantrons. They got to fill in the circles.
What is that, Rock?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to say hi to Dummy.
What?
Dummy?
Dummy is the new member of the message board.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Well, welcome,
yeah.
Dummy.
Dummy here. Been listening through Zune for about 3 months and finally visited the website to watch live.
Ooh, I like that. Real-time new listeners.
Yeah. Welcome, Dummy. Dummy.
He enjoyed Tara Patrick's husband's interview.
Did he?
Yeah.
I like Evan Seinfeld.
Wait, get it? His name's Dummy. See?
So welcome, Dummy from Indianapolis.
Here is Love Pony on the Drunk Call Hotline.
Love Pony!
Hi, fuckers. It's Love Pony. Hold on.
He's dropping coins into water.
Pour a cup of coffee.
Tinkle, tinkle. It's time to tinkle. Empty out the beer. Fill it back up again. Later.
Well, don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you're fucked up.
Yeah.
Love Pony. Always interesting drunk call messages.
Willie in the chat room. Go away, pissing.
Hey, Lunatic Radio. This is Satan. Just calling in and let you guys know that I'm waiting for Josh Gogan. As long as he has his beard, as long as he's growing his beard, I know that Satan's waiting.
Satan's making no sense.
Wait, yeah. Satan's in for a rude awakening.
I think Satan's been smoking that chronic sack.
Yeah.
It's clean shaven.
Yeah.
Well,
not clean shaven.
But... tidy shaven.
Yeah, I had a show Thursday night in Long Island.
So wait, can you explain this to everyone? Your reasoning for this?
Yeah,
I don't understand this still. He told me this in the car.
Basically,
you're giving me head.
The look is kind of. I'm giving you what?
What?
Look, you thought you just sneaked that by, didn't you?
It just sounded weird. He's like in the car. Like why would I say he's in the car? So I had to like go somewhere with it.
I guess I don't look as nice when I have a longer beard. And people need to like me when I'm on stage from looking at me. And so I have to clean it up. And it's something that I learned a few years ago, because I used to have a really long beard. Not really long like a, you know, ZZ Top guy, but
like
for me.
Like pedophile?
No.
Kid touch your beard?
No, because it was more, but it, you know, it was long to where I could put a rubber band around it like Captain Lou Albano kind of thing. and people did not really respond to me as well as when I had it trimmed, so so that's why I did that.
All right, he continues.
And thank you to Cringe Humor.
Yeah, can I do like a little bit right now? I want to do Joshy Jingles original. Swing! That's funny.
No, it's not.
Beardy Jingles.
Oh.
Oh, it would be great to see you, Josh, soon down here in hell. Because I know he can really compare to a lot of the lawyers that hear that lie and drink. By the way, Satan is an alcoholic, just to let all your listeners know. I love the Johnny Walker Red. Oh, good times. Anyways, Lunatic Radio, as long as you're doing your thing, I will see you soon.
what to make of that guy yet.
What's that, like a wrestling promo?
I don't know what to make of him yet. He is a strange one.
By the way, speaking of wrestling, I was watching ECW clips on YouTube last night. Oh, man. I missed that.
Yeah.
That shit was awesome.
Yeah.
That shit was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you got a problem with me today. I'm not liking it. You're supposed to be on our team. No, you're not being a team player.
I'm agreeing with you. You're so right, Rock. I'm agreeing with you.
You know. Oh, and anyway, and also, I like to correct myself on last week. I said the Giants were the only undefeated team. Tennessee technically is undefeated, but honestly, does anyone give a shit about Tennessee? Do you give a shit about Tennessee, Kieran?
Tennessee what?
Titans. Do you even care? See, look, you see, look at me like, I don't care. So
I am just happy that I heard the news. Somebody sent it to me in an article this week.
Oh?
That there's a chance that the Islanders might be moved.
Fuck you! Fuck you, they won last night 5-2.
That doesn't mean they're
Fuck
not going to move. Anybody show up, Brock?
Yes! Many people!
Like a house party, many people?
Shut
or
up.
We need to fill this stadium, many people.
Stan Fischler, the Maven, is predicting the Islanders to make the 8th seed. And once you get in, sir, anything's possible. Anything's possible.
You're going to be the last seed in the playoffs that will last pretty much the entire season. The hockey playoffs what? Last pretty much the entire
no,
hockey season.
No, it doesn't. Even though it's called the second season.
Yeah, like they start the season off, you play 2 games, then it's the playoffs.
Doesn't matter. Point is, I'm very excited about this Islander team this year. It was fun. I was at the home opener last night. Had a hoot of a time. Drank a lot. Drank too much, actually. By the time I got here last night, I was done.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, fell asleep while I was here. I'm sorry. But yeah, good time. Islanders A seed. Once they get in, anything's possible.
One game down. How many games are in the season? 12.
No.
Like can they just play once a month?
No!
I can deal with hearing about them for about once a month. Like, I can see a hockey... It wouldn't be too bad if I only had to see, a hockey highlight once a month on ESPN. Oh, wait, that's how it happens anyway. What am I talking about?
You just don't know. So I'm going to get you to a hockey game. You're like, this is actually fun.
This is good. Let's go get some beers.
No, not the Ottawa Islanders.
Yeah, well, you can go. You can go.
The
to
Senators
a,
are there.
You can go to a hockey game.
They're going
to
move the Islanders to Bermuda.
Well, no. Bermuda Island. Actually, what kind of makes
Rock's
sense?
Rock's right. You can go to a hockey game with friends and drink and enjoy yourself and not be distracted by any type of game or anything.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Yeah, there you go, Rock. They're going to North Dakota.
No, North Dakota Islanders.
Yes, please. If there's a god,
fuck you.
They will move the Islanders to North fucking
Fuck
Dakota
you.
Right before we sell it to Dubai.
Shut up. Shut up. No. They're going to rebuild Nassau Coliseum area with the Lighthouse Project.
Yeah, in North Dakota.
No. In Nassau County.
It'll be just like them being in Nassau County. No one will show up.
It was a fantastic time. Although the they had a band perform and it was Seven Mary 3, which who's heard of Seven Mary 3 since like 8 years ago?
Seven Mary 3 played the opening at the Islander game yesterday.
Yeah, they played like they were in the intermissions and all that, and before the game started, they were the big band.
And I guarantee you, more people showed up to watch Seven Mary 3 play than the Islanders.
They're like,
enough with this hockey schmocky. I want to see Seven Mary 3 play their one hit for a ninth time.
They called the hockey game intermission.
Yeah. Here's the intermission. A couple of guys are going to skate around.
No, that's not how it was.
Do the Hooters girls still show up? Do you have Hooters girls?
No, they have the Ice Breakers now.
Oh.
Dude, they're fucking built.
You can't even get a couple chicks from fucking Hooters to show up.
That's the one thing about Long Island girls, man. They stay toned. They're so full of themselves, they make sure they go to the gym quite often.
What were you telling me about the Islanders that was very
funny? That they're the greatest team ever?
No, that was very funny. They had trouble doing something over the summer.
What did they have the radio. They couldn't find a radio home.
You're professional sports team, and you cannot. It took you an entire offseason to lock down that most important radio contract.
Honestly, I don't even know what it is.
No one wanted to fucking broadcast the goddamn Islanders. The freaking SUNY Stony Brook has every team on radio.
I don't even know what it is. I gotta actually find. I think it's some Suffolk County thing.
It's on ham radio.
Shut up.
You know what it is? It's a couple schmucks from fucking Hempstead broadcasting it on their fucking internet radio station.
I gotta find out what.
That's what it is. They locked down the radio contract. It's internet radio. You can listen to the Islanders podcast on iTunes.
Maybe they were the...
It's just a replay of the game. All you hear is a bunch of pucks being slapped around.
94.3, that's where they broadcast. Is that FM? That's FM.
WMJC.
Yeah, where are they located out of? Yeah, about WMJC.
Where are they located at? Syosset?
Ah, local references. Farmingdale!
Close.
They're out of Farmingdale. Oh, God. I mean, it's awful. Yeah, 94.3. I could even... I would never have even known. Last year they were on Bluebird Radio, but it's nothing.
So I was very happy to see that. You know, what are the chances, Rock? Be serious on this answer. What are the chances that the Islanders might be shoved off to someplace
there,
else?
No. I. You know what? It's... It's a little scary considering NHL is such a bad sport as far as getting attendance to fill up.
Mm.
I finished my sentence.
No, I'm very happy to see you admit to that.
No, it's very it's hard. I mean, out of the four major sports, hockey's number four. But I hope not.
Hockey is for Canada.com, www.islandersuck.com.
Well, that's coming from a Rangers fan, as we like to call him a Rags fan.
Oh, that stings.
By the way, just Tony coming in. Say hello to the Wyandanch Islanders.
But he spells Wyandanch, W-H-Y, which is actually even funnier. Wyandanch.
Fuckapuck.com. Sounds like an MNC.
But anyways, I don't think the Islanders website. Will move. I think there's too much tradition. I think there's a lot of money on Long Island. For them to move, it would be ridiculous. I think they just need a new arena and a strong team, and that'll fill up. Anytime the Islanders...
They need a new arena in another sport.
And I'll give you a great example. Shut up. Before the 2001 season, the Islanders were really shitty. But then when they brought in some good players, everyone was stoked.
Yeah, how can you tell that they're good?
They were high priced, good quality players.
High priced.
Did they just skate a little bit better, or do they do
yes,
quarrels?
Yes, but they brought him in, and then everyone was so into it. They were so psyched, you know. And that's all they need. You just need a good. But I think this team is built around good youth, and then some solid veterans. And I think with time this season, you're going to start to see this team is going to make a move, and people are going to fill it up, and then all the worries. Phoenix and Nashville, yeah, because Nashville and hockey just that doesn't even make sense. And Phoenix and hockey. Doesn't
why?
Make
why
sense.
Does fucking Phoenix have
it's
a
so
fucking
stupid.
Hockey team?
It's so stupid.
And why is there a hockey team in Florida?
Yeah, but that team was originally the Winnipeg Jets, and to move to Phoenix was so stupid. Winnipeg is such a hardcore. Area city for hockey to remove that because of a money issue is ridiculous. I think if they just did a better financial planning, Winnipeg would still have it. They're still reeling that they don't have a professional team in Winnipeg. I know people like Winnipeg. Where the fuck is Winnipeg? It's in Canada. Jesus Christ.
All right, here's some dude as we continue the discussion about hockey and why it sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Kieran, Rocket,
what?
Josh.
Hmm.
I fucking love you guys.
Oh, all right.
Pretty hammered now.
All right.
Made a call last week at the city bar, which actually right now I'm part of the party super party, which we just got a call from. And we are all from Strongsville, Ohio. This is not the only bar in the city, but it is overlooking the whole city and the clock tower and the water tower and all the happy fucking horse shit, but... Yeah, we're just calling because we're drunk and have nothing better to do. It's fucking, what time is it? 3:30 in the fucking morning. We can't even go to fucking Taco Bell. They're already fucking closed. But we all are Lunatic Radio.
All right, sir.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
At the .com. Because...
Here's some dude again.
Lunatic Radio.
Wow, people like pissing.
Pissing.
That's the new thing with the show. People piss.
Well, you drink, you gotta piss, right?
Hello?
There you go. Islanders still suck, right?
No, they never did.
And Anna Nicole is still dead.
Well, she's still dead, yes.
Two things we can count on.
No, stop it. Shut up. I hate that we do this every year.
I know. It's fun. rehashing old bits.
And you still haven't learned your lesson.
Joey pissing. The Drunkle Hotline. Here's some guy.
We're fucking motherfucked up, man. We're fucking wasted. Drinking, smoking, gambling, making money here. LunaticRadio.com. We don't fuck around. We just fucking make money. Let's go.
I like that.
LunaticRadio.com.
All right. All right.
I like this guy's, where this guy's head's at. I like it.
Making money. Yes?
And we don't fuck around.
Yes.
LunaticRadio, we don't fuck around.
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Yeah. Hey, this is Sparky. I'm at the quote-unquote city bar. Party! Super party! I am Sparky, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Wow. Reminded me of that.
All right. There you go. What is it, 94.3? Home of the Islanders?
Yes. LR.com loves yellow discipline. I don't know.
How many people, how many like press guys cover the Islanders?
Many.
All at the same time?
Yes. Actually, the Islanders started, and the rest of the league is starting to catch on, a blogging community.
Oh, that's how you know you're getting big.
For the team.
So you're saying now the players, after the games, they have to blog about the game so they get the word out?
No, not the players!
I think we played
like
well.
And what have yous.
Pass the puck around a little bit.
The players are sending out emails saying, hey, we played a game, and we won.
You don't understand. You don't understand!
I do.
You don't.
Hey, guys, I was listening to your show from 2 weeks ago when you talked about selling states to cure the crashing economy. A movie I watched... Oh, it sparked the memory of a movie he watched called Americathon. Americathon 1979. You ever heard of this?
No, never.
Americathon. There's a lame synopsis on IMDb, but the best explanation of the film that I found was on badmovieplanet.com. Once again, movies predict the future, and LR is right on par with this trend. A strangely prophetic.
Prophetic?
Prophetic. Prophetic film. If you look at Idiocracy, you'll like this. If you like Idiocracy, you'll like this. Please promise you'll take a look at it, Just Jim. So apparently, there's a movie called Americathon, which they sell stuff, selling stuff from the United States that Just Jim wants us to check out.
All right, let me go to Netflix and see if it's available.
It's a movie from 1979 where America holds a telethon. What does the lame synopsis on IMDb say about this film, Americathon?
Let's see.
Movies predict the future. We do all they always say
yes,
that on this show.
We do.
Rockin brought it up a while ago, and it is held true.
Oh, damn it. Damn,
movies
damn it,
predict
it.
The future. We had an example of it when... When Rocket 1 week geniusly played a clip
Coming
to America, when the Giants beat the Green Bay Packers by kicking an oblong ball through a big H.
It was most exhilarating.
And what happened the following week? The Giants beat the Packers by kicking an oblong ball through a big H on their way to the Super Bowl.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, here we go.
Exactly how it happened. And then with Idiocracy, yeah, take a look at the generation coming up. Good example. Thank you. Go home.
Here's the very brief synopsis.
Americathon, 1979. This could predict the future of America and the American government saying, you know what? We got too many states. North Dakota, South Carolina, Rhode Island. You're on the bubble. Shoot it to me.
In the not too distant future. The United States government is virtually bankrupt and in danger of being foreclosed on by a group of Native Americans.
Wow.
Which is where it goes wrong because they're all dead by now. Now owners of the massive Nike Corporation.
All right.
The Nike.
Yeah, the Native Americans own the Nike Corporation.
The Nike
do?
A desperate president decides to make a last-ditch effort to save the country by raising money with a telethon.
A telethon.
That's all we've got right now, though. But basically, they, you know, like your typical, you go on television and you go, hey, if you pledge money, we can keep bringing you the wonderful things like Sesame Street and...
Maybe the economy's so bad, things are so tight that they have to sell states.
See, that's where we would take it.
That's where we would take it?
I don't think they're taking it that way, though.
Dubai has to jump. That sheik from Dubai has to go, you know what? America, he's got to be there in his fucking palace in Dubai thinking right now, going, look, fucking America's in the fucking tank. The market's going down 600 points a day. Fucking, you know what? I'm going to go in there, and I'm just going to send fucking the White House, whoever, the powers that be, a little fucking idea I have. Guy Sheik's gonna come in. Little email on Yahoo.
Oh, that's nice. Did you put a little signature on there?
Yeah, a little signature. The Sheik in Dubai. Look at my place. Sends an email to fucking America. Says, you know what? Give me South Carolina. Give me North Dakota. I'm gonna turn that shit around. Sell me those two states. I'll give you this amount of money. Your economy will be back shooting through the roof. And I'm gonna build fucking two amusement parks using South Carolina and North Dakota. North Dakota mainly, though.
Yeah. That's
a great place for a fucking metropolis. North Dakota, because it's right smack dab in the middle of the country on the northernmost part, right there with Canada. It's a great place for people to come and do shit. North Dakota, turn that land into something. What is it doing now? Collecting snow?
They got ghost towns.
Yeah, because I was there. Buy that shit. At least the Sheik should come in and, like, start building a house in North Dakota and just say, hey, I want to make this motherfucker the size of the state. Because he can do that. He's got so much money.
So much cash. Okay. That'd be great. Can they build, like, a water park? That'd be fun. Like an indoor water park.
Yeah, like a mile-long water slide.
Yeah, just because you can. I mean, they got in fucking Dubai, the indoor fucking ski slope. Imagine that. Entire fucking indoor... ski slope.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Japan does that too.
Oh, we have time.
They built like an indoor beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the end, P.S., the Sheik would write, and give me Lauren.
Well, you can't deny the Sheik.
Right.
That fucking Sheik over there in Dubai knows what he's doing.
Lauren would be like, well, he's sort of black, so okay.
He is a sand...
easy. Easy Patrick.
Dweller.
Entrepreneur. Sand entrepreneur.
I like that.
That's kind of funny. That Sheik over there, though, that guy don't fuck around. He's like, what do you want? A fucking skyscraper? Here you go. Boom. Skyscraper.
I start doing that. Just start... start off with what sounds like it's going to be an insult, but then flip it around. Sand entrepreneur.
I bang on the desk for 3 hours because I have to bang on the desk to make sure my brain focuses on the one point I'm trying to make.
What do you mean bang on it? What do you mean?
I bang on the ground when I'm making a point.
Oh.
I get all excited.
It's just a nasty habit I have. No.
Sorry about that, people. We really have nothing else to do on the show today. We're all tired from doing the fucking work last night till 3 o'clock in the morning.
I was going to say the interview.
No, that wasn't.
Yeah, well, it did take it out of me. I was just started thinking, man, how did I not get born in that one spot that he was born in?
Evan Seinfeld.
Have it all going. You know, it's just so weird how some people just are just. I don't know.
Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, he does. He's done a lot of work to get there, I guess, but still.
And now he's got all these like little side projects that even generates more money. He's fucking living the life.
He has a band and a porn star wife and a porn star business on the side.
And his wife's got porn star friends, and they go into a hot tub.
And his wife wants to go. Just make sure that the chicks you're banging are hot.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
That's tough.
Fuck, I wanted to bang some fatties today, Tara. Boo-hoo me. I gotta bang another hot chick.
I wanna talk to her.
Stinky poo.
Should have her booked on the show sometime.
He called me on his cell phone or something. It was a I got the whole number.
Who?
Evan.
Oh, I did? Uh-oh.
Call him back and see
call if call him from 917 area code.
See if he'll take
it's NY.
CD to Sirius for it.
What?
Yeah, there's a band, a Naked Jedi CD.
Uh-oh. Is that another shot at Rock?
No.
Josh thinks he's just tough. Tough and funny.
I don't think that. I'm just...
Tough and funny?
What?
I think Josh is, actually. Josh thinks he's tough and funny.
I know. I'm not saying he is or he isn't. I'm just saying Josh thinks he's tough and funny. He might be.
Is there anything going on coming up? Anything to know about coming up?
Nothing.
Anything going on? Any things?
Yeah, bar night.
What?
We got bar night.
What?
November 15th. Place to be announced. How about that? How about that for just throwing a curveball? How about them apples?
Man.
Yeah, November 15th. Probably going to be Manhattan somewhere.
Probably.
You know what that means? I have to make another opening. Another, not opening, like a little promo.
Ooh,
for
a promo. So we're doing the bar night.
Ooh,
November
have you 15th. Have you figured out what you're going to do? Is it usually a song or?
Well,
I
think we have to figure out the place we're going to go.
Do you have the old bar night promo just so we know what we're going to be in for?
You should look at Kieran when you're asking that question.
I look at you because I'm hoping it's going to bounce off and.
Not like I'm a mirror reader.
Yeah.
Do you have any old promos available?
Oh.
Perchance?
Well, no, I'm actually watching a movie of a guy.
All right, Doug Jones.
Kieran checked out of the show a long time ago.
No, he's about to do a hit from Salvia.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. This is like his reaction.
Oh, yeah. This is funny. It's on the board.
It is pretty funny. I was watching this all week, getting a kick out of it. He just did his hit off a bong there. Now he's going to wig out. He's in a backyard. A lot of
that
trees,
seemed like a lot of smoke.
Shadows. Sunny day.
I'll just not talk. I'm not here.
And...
The shadows look like they're forming some kind of thing. There's the grass is the hair of a Muppet. The shadows look like they're coming together to form the fucking trees growing out of them. Holy fuck! Look at those trees! They're shooting up through the other tree shadows! Look at this fucking thing! It goes like that! And it's the shadow for his tree! Whoa! That is amazing! There's a bush right there! It's... Yes! Yes! And I just want to hold
I swear to God, that's what that That is
that really happened when he smoked that shit?
That is what my kid would be saying if he could speak English. Because he will go, he'll go outside and he'll like just point at shit and go, ah, blah, ah. He's all excited about it. Like, look at that, look at it. I swear, if he could talk, that's what he would be doing.
I have one Bar Night promo.
Oh!
Here.
Which one?
I don't know which
one. It wasn't
one
the
is.
Chalet one?
I don't know. I really don't know.
How do you want to hear the Chalet one? But if not, just go to the old show and find
Brogan is famous doing the Bar Night promos, and I guess we're going to have another one when you announce the Bar Night, right?
Well, when we figure out what place it is.
What place it is, right.
Next couple weeks. But November 15th in New York City.
This one goes out to a little show called LunaticRadio.com.
This is the Chalet one. Funny. And we look forward to the Rocket Bar Night promo for Bar Night 7 or 8.
6.
6. There you go. It'll be fun. I mean, it's nothing crazy.
We I like the rap one you did.
We just announce a bar and we all go out and hang out. It's
thank
just
you,
a
Josh.
Big, nothing, not a huge deal. You just come down and hang out if you want to hang out with the crew here on the show, meet some other listeners. Blah, blah, blah. Bar Night, November 15th. We're just working on a place. That's all.
Yeah.
Good.
We know.
Not only do I look forward to the Bar Night 6, November 15th, but I look almost more forward to the Rocket promo.
Mm. Wow. Wow. Pressure on me.
Love the Rocket promos.
It fills a couple minutes of the show.
It does. That's what I love the most about the Rocket promos. Filling time on the motherfucking show, yo.
I love emo because we'll talk about something and he just wants to complain about it, whatever it is. Bring up the Chalet, and what's the first thing he says? Pain in the ass to get to.
I like the Chalet, though.
Nobody cares that much, emo.
The Chalet had
no
good
one.
Food.
Yes.
What is not and, a hard place for you to get to?
Seriously. And he's bitching about wanting his monitor still. God, just go cry and cut yourself for a while.
Got the easy pass to the kitchen, though, right?
Just said I got directions from a meth addict. All right.
I got directions from a meth addict. Well, there's your problem there.
Willie.
Whose fault is that?
Willie's going to fly Delta from ATL. All right.
Wow.
Bar Night, come all misfits. That's what we say.
We're going to have some people actually coming in for this. I'm already aware of a few people who are not from the area that are going to be traveling in. And that's not including emo. Because New Jersey doesn't count as people
travel.
Yeah,
Jersey's.
It's basically New York too. So
yeah, it's a suburb.
Yeah,
it's a suburb of New York. So yeah, it should be exciting, and hopefully, Lauren will be there.
What?
Well, she was said it before. If you paid attention when she called in,
why would I have done that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was acting surprised so that you could be like yes, and then because if anybody skipped over that,
You know, Heidi brings up a great point. It is impossible to drive in New Jersey. I hate
it. No, it's not. They've got roads.
It's smart, even with the roads. They just go places that don't know where you want to go. And God forbid you're hungry late at night. Forget it.
Yeah,
just
that does
starve.
Suck. That
just
does
fucking
suck.
Starve and die. Because in New Jersey, everything's got to close. No, you can't fucking eat. What do people do late at night if you're hungry?
I had a hankering for some ice cream on Thursday
night.
You
can't hanker in New Jersey.
I spent 45 minutes looking for an open Baskin Robbins. And the one I went to was disgusting. And the guy goes, I got in there, and it's just one guy, and he's like, you know what you want? I'm like, yeah, I want the chocolate peanut butter swirl. Which one? Which one? The chocolate peanut butter swirl. Which one? The fucking, they have names. They have names. So you're aware of which one I want when I say the name, stupid. Fuck, the chocolate peanut butter swirl.
Pointless.
Woo! Woo!
Thank you. DLR is understanding my issues.
Very excited
about
the
like 24 hour Diners Rock. Yeah, well, clearly New Jersey didn't get that fucking memo.
So,
I really wish that I was Barack Obama at that moment, though, because I would have told the guy something like this.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
Oh, good setup.
Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me.
So yeah, I guess the cat's out of the bag. November 15th, bar night. We're working on a place, but it will be in New York City, Manhattan. And, you know, we'll make it easy to get to Penn Station, somewhere around there.
Yes, people.
Maybe the Ginger Man again. I don't know. That place worked out. There's some places, bars over there. All right, we don't have to go there. Just throwing out stuff to make conversation. God forbid, it is a talk show.
Really?
Last time I Wikipedia'd it. Oh, wait, we're not on there. We're not allowed.
Why aren't you allowed on Wikipedia?
Because our name is lunaticradio.com, so it's immediately a flag that we're advertising a website.
So just take the .com part out.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Why?
It doesn't. Because.
Why?
Because the internet sucks fat dick.
But the show exists. You can't say it doesn't.
It doesn't.
We don't have enough credible sources.
Why not?
I don't know. It's credible source.com.
I thought you were a credible source. You're an incredible source.
What?
Yes, you're incredible.
Clearly, our one little fake write up through you broadcast wasn't enough for us to get a Wikipedia. You need more credible sources.
Son of
than
a
that.
Bitch.
Because you can make your own like newsletters or whatever.
All right, time for
press,
a hotties of the
press
week.
Releases.
Congratulations
already?
To Rocket, Josh Gogan, and Kieran for filling the entire 3 hours of radio.
What are you talking about? You gotta help. You gotta throw Evan in there for filling.
Oh, Evan, thanks.
Yeah.
Come on. Ginger Man was packed, I know. But it's the location. There's some excellent bars around this. So maybe somewhere near Penn Station to help people. I don't know. We gotta figure it out off air. And Heidi, you'll be the first to know. I promise you.
Oh. Do you wanna fuck me?
Do
yes,
I?
Have some.
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
How do you want me?
Go away, Baton!
Yeah, everybody. Heidi of the Week time. This is when we pick a chick from our old entertainment demon of Heidi of the Week. This is how we end the show. It's a pointless way to end the show, but we've been doing it for many years, and we took a break from doing it for many years, and we just brought it back to the show. Huh? Anyway, if you have a Heidi of the Week, email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, with the name of the chick and reason why we'll read them on the air, or post them live here in the chat room and read them off. I'm going to go with Tegan Presley, porn star, great ass. Tegan Presley, porn star, great ass. Joshua Gogan, who is your hottie of the week?
I'm going to go Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah.
Halle Berry?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, too, but Halle Berry was the one. Haley?
Haley Berry? Holly?
Haley?
Haley.
Haley Berry?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry? Halle Berry?
I'm confused. Rocket, who's your hottie of the week?
I can't think of her name offhand, but the chick from It's Always Sunny.
Good.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is an excellent show. I
no,
like
it's
it.
Not. Oh, that's the name.
Wow.
Waco.
By the way, that is the only reason why to listen to this week's show. This one. I find that very funny. I love that clip.
Oh, come on. This week wasn't that bad.
Sure.
No, it wasn't. It was fun.
All right, Rock.
Yeah.
Caitlin Olsen. Caitlin Olsen.
Right.
Caitlin.
This week was all right.
I thank Evan Seinfeld for calling into the radio program. He's the lead singer of Biohazard, and he's married to Tara Patrick. www.tarapatrick.com. Go check out her Mistress Couture line. Check out their radio show, Evan and Tara's radio show on Rockstar. Sirius XM Radio. It's called Rockstar Porn Star. Tara is also hosting a show on Playboy TV, School of Sex. Tara is spokesperson for the Natural Male Enhancement product, Clavin. Clavin.
Clavin.
Clavin. Clavin.
She's a producer on Saint Row 2, which is a video game. Tara will be hosting Halloween.
Faster.
Halloween. At the Tao nightclub in Vegas. Evan's original band Biohazard is on their 20-year reunion tour. Go check out rockstarpimp.com to see Evan fuck every hot piece of ass in the world. Thank you to those two for joining the program. Thank you to Jenny Blowjob for calling in. You are the best booking agent and the highest one I've ever met.
You know, I think say what you want about the show, but I think there were at least two or three bits that other shows could steal from it. So.
Yes, I agree. And I'd like to, before I finish, I'll just say, Lauren, I'll give you a call later. We'll whisper to each other. It'll be good.
Thank you, Rocket. Thank you to the Chops. Thank you, Josh. Thank you to the Beard. Thank you, Kieran. Thank you to the Less Chromosome.
And thank you, Barack Obama.
Joe I. Baiting.
Doing that later, Lauren.
My motherfucker got nothing on me.
What?
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
Later.